Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, y'all, it's the Get Down. I'm your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and I'm joined by my brother hosting with me tonight. As always, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you John Robinson, a.k.a. J-Rob, the wise son, Mr. DSP, the Dark Knight himself. What's good with you, my brother?
Van Meadows, if I could take a line from X-Clan, tonight is going to be vanglorious. Distance
yes.
protected by the red,
yes.
the black, and the green with a key,
sissies.
This is going to be
yes,
such
sir.
A dope show. With, and
indeed,
the reason that I brought
brother.
The X-Clan up is because those cats used to speak about the different elements
mm-hmm.
in their poetry, in their hip-hop verses. So there was
yes.
a time and place in hip-hop when cats was going esoteric, when they were talking about things that other people just talking about parties and was like, oh, they talking about this. I need to follow that. And tonight is the Get Down. Van Meadows, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing phenomenal, bro. Just phenomenal, man. So
is
excited
that right?
about tonight.
Is that right?
Man. Ooh, yeah, man.
Man.
I've been
I'm
chopping
sorry,
at the bit all week. All week
it's
for this
Friday.
Show, man. Hey, and
I'm
I hope,
so
man, listen. I hope y'all didn't mind. I don't think it would be fitting to do a show about Earth, Wind, Fire, Water without having the band themselves, Earth, Wind, and Fire, open up the show. I hope that's all right.
You already know, Daddy-O. It's always all right. And like they said, when it's all right, it's all good. And when it's all good, it's all right.
Yes, man. Yo, listen. So, ladies and gentlemen, the dial-in number, if you should be listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1. If you are already here and have not pressed 1, what you waiting for? What you waiting for? Tonight's show, y'all, tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links, y'all. Why be average when you can be raw?
Raw. I got mine.
You got mine. Yours?
Y'all need to get yours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give a huge shout out to our illustrious CEO, who happens to be the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but also of Raw Links, your finest jewels and gems. Ladies and gentlemen, now shout out our CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, for giving us this platform to be able to do these shows with you. And, yo, J-Rob.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got a surprise for them tonight, right?
No, we got a surprise.
Surprise,
if you
right?
see the area code 419, brother, hit that number for a hot second, brother. Hit that number for a hot
yeah,
second.
Yeah, let's,
419.
Let's go.
Hit that number.
Yeah, I got him.
Okay.
Mr. 419.
What's going on?
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
The voice sounds familiar.
Oh,
the voice sounds familiar. But I'm
yeah.
not sure they know who we talking about. Brother, my good brother.
Today,
come on, tell it.
Thank
Let them know, bro.
Waking up today, everybody.
Yes, sir.
Good brother, if you don't mind, would you mind introducing yourself to those who happen to be listening?
I am Rebel P. Jones.
Yeah.
If you haven't
in
heard
case,
me,
in case the people in the cheap seats didn't hear it, that is the Rebel P. Jones.
Representing DSR. DSR.
Guest host
oh.
on the Get Down. Came in with
oh,
the flow. Damn. And hold up, Van. I got a surprise for you. You didn't know, baby. I got you know how I do. You my man. You my brother. You know I love you. I got no problems telling
grand,
you that.
100 grand, brother. 100 grand.
But you do realize that Rebel P. Jones likes comic books, too.
Oh,
what?
Man, yes.
What? Come on now.
Yes.
You know I did my homework. You know I did my homework, Van.
Rebel P. Sing
it
in your soul, my brother.
This the Frank Castle.
Oh, man. I can see that. Man. I can see that.
If I could see anybody in the Marvel universe, it would be Punisher.
Yes. My man.
No powers, no money, just raw vengeance. Man.
Listen. There is a comic book, a limited series, four issue limited series, featuring the Punisher and a one, you know, X-Man known as Wolverine. You know,
yes, sir.
So you know. And when I tell you that is
like
a great story,
you do know that there is a Punisher with featuring the Dark Knight.
Yes,
the Dark Knight himself.
Yes,
Batman.
I am shocked until you learned to me that I was shocked. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe it. You could have never convinced me until you showed me that comic book cover. I never would have believed it. Like, get out of here. Like, Punisher,
yes, sir.
Batman, stop.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, man, listen.
This is what me and Van do.
I'm still losing it over that.
Man.
Well, welcome to the family, brother, because
this is
what
we
do,
man.
Yes,
sir.
This is what we do.
I love this shit.
I love it.
And when Van gets his gift in the mail, you're going to hear a different conversation from me and his brother. Because, you know, we tend to go back and forth on comic books. And I found something that I know he ain't got, because I sent him some comics, and he happened to have them, not all of them, but you know, one or two. I said, I gotta find something he ain't got. And then I went digging. I spoke to my man from Mile High Comics in Colorado. He said, "Johns, come on, baby, you know I got you. It's for your brother. I got you." And he'll find out in a few days. But enough about comic books.
Enough about comics.
The three of us, spectacular poetry. That is phenomenal ink being spilled by some good brothers. Well, Rebel P. Jones, welcome to the Get
Thank
Down.
Thank you. It's an honor
yes,
to be here
welcome,
with you,
good brother.
Masters.
Oh, man. We're honored to have you, bro. No doubt, man. Let them know, man. Let them know. Before we go any further, man, let them know which poetry network you represent, my brother.
Oh, DSR, All Damn Day.
Yes,
will be back soon. We will be back soon.
Can't wait.
Nice.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it, man. But listen, J-Rob, now that we've sprung the surprise on everyone, the guest host of the evening, man, drop the topic.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is dedicated to the adults, the teenagers, the adolescents, and even the babies. Tonight, we asking you to bring a piece of poetry representing the elements of nature, be it the earth, be it the wind, be it the fire, be it the water, because this planet can't live without all four of those elements on all four corners of the earth, four different seasons, 365 days a year. And we just want to hear what you got to bring, featuring one or all of those elements. What say you, Van Meadows? What say Rebel P. Jones?
Oh, man. I'm excited, man. Bro. I'm excited.
I'm hyped.
Yeah.
I'm hyped.
Yeah, I'm excited. I am.
But,
you know,
cause, considering
that
we have
the creative. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Before you go on, Jay, because the creative collective poets that we have that come through the Get Down, oh, man, I am so excited to hear these pieces tonight, bro. You got no idea, especially yours, Rebel P, especially yours, J-Rob the Wise Son. Man, listen, I'm like a kid in a candy store right now trying to pick which one I want the best, which piece of candy I want that I know is the best. But go ahead, bro.
Considering that we have a guest, Van, we must give deference to our guest. So considering that we do have a guest who is also a damn good brother, And thank you, thank you for coming on and being a guest host of the Get Down. As I told you, brother, me and Van Meadows have spoken about you on more than one occasion.
Oh,
so thank you
for
this,
because
this is a treat more for me and Van than for you. So thank you for agreeing to this. This is going to be something special. I'm hype. And good brother, on the Get Down, we never tell anybody the mic is yours. We always ask, is your poetry locked and loaded? If the answer is yes, me and Van get out the way and let you go ahead and get on down. So a true Get Down fashion, Rebel P, is your piece ready?
It most certainly is.
Well then, Van Meadows, allow me to touch you by the right shoulder, brother, and let me and you take two steps back into the side. And Rebel P, I'm going to let you go ahead, brothers, kick the show off and get on down.
So see, let me set the atmosphere and spark this. Let me blow a little smoke into the crowd so you can see what I see in my smoke ring vision. This piece is called SRV, and I love that you made it about the elements, because they're generally the muses. Anyways, SRV, Smoke Ring Visions, part one. There's no stopping what happens next. A train derails, a plane goes down, a bomb in the British castle. The world's at a turning point, and the turning point is critical. Everything's about to change. Spiritual would become proven visual. They had the dumb, numb down the masses and introduced the truth, produces entertainment brought to you by the masters. In the darkest hours, the white smoke rings tell tales of stingy pockets of men in power. Not gods, but false idols with big towers and statues in honor. Biographies to collect dust on untouched ancient shelves not seen in centuries. That's how they like it. Rule from the dead in shadows. Never talk about or thought about, archived in some secret elite. Rich assholes creating profitable wars, using countries as money laundering whores. Need I say more? You know who you are, part two. Catering to the masses, that's what I do. My passion is good morning. Thank you for waking up today. Namaste to awaken you. Until this happens, I say I'm bound to each and every last one of you. You touch my soul because you're human. That's what life is supposed to do. Where is the love? I miss that shit. I ain't felt this since Black Eyed Peas made it a hit. The times worldwide have gotten critical, and folks still don't get it. It's bigger than me and you. See, what the basic problem is, there's no compassion left. It's been hijacked by something sinister with terribly dark gifts. And see, it doesn't really sound realistic if you're asleep, because everyone knows you can't tell the difference of real and fake when you're stuck in dreams. Look deeper into my smoke rings. SRV, find what truth you need to see. Let my descriptive gift give you the in-depth visions that you need. Part three, when I finally lay to rest, do not come to me in sorrow. Those whom have my heart, embrace my hands and laugh with me as I tell you things of tomorrow with one last laugh and one last smile. As the last few dewdrops drip from morning rose petals, I meddle in matters of meditation. The water's streaming as I dip my feet in and begin transcending deep within. In the final moments of moonlight, the darkened hours of morning are my favorite. For the wee hours of thoughts of randomness come pouring, leaking from my fingertips. The dragonberry black sleeve leaves holding my grains of herbal seeds, boldly inhaled when burned in proper form, lead me with visions from my morning smoke rings. Friction starts fused as they touch singularly as they stay afloat in loopy forms of cloudy smoke. This hearing thought is when message presents itself for me to boldly unfold. The ink you hear and read was found up, washed on sands of some deep regions in me, shipwrecked upon shores of secrets rarely seen, let alone beckoned to speak upon loose leaf. The quill's dark, sharp tips cried stories presented in poetic song and harmony with deep messages from the past not that long gone. 1,000 years of perception seen from ancient eyes to tell stories, the future's plan for man's blueprinted so long ago. The owl's eyes reflect stories spoke by prophetical voices heard from black mirrors by holy betrayers that tarnished our truth. So wickedly twisted, the poison thy fruits from trees' roots. Beware, I say more than ever, for granted chances, the devil will sanction ever a chance to speak against the truth. The penetrating force releases sands from time's hourglass, rarely seen in such thoughts, and a need for humanity to take on a larger task, taking your lives back. But for that to happen, you need to put down the microchip devil that's equipped before it becomes permanently attached. There's few that come back from that. The seas bellow a cry for the land's natural magic to bring beautiful back. Yes, it once was before terrible creatures called man took hold of these oceans and skies and all of its lands. Winged beasts once ruled the skies before metal monsters took over by programmed deceit. Man, too, will have that battle before long and shall lie down in defeat. As we all pay some form of fashion to become the top slave, we have already paved the way and accepted being beat. And this is how the battle of the spirits continue without being seen. But these five few who have been chosen to manipulate these things to make life for their kind more keen for their comforts in the evil dark future to come. Peace. For peace we shall see. Anytime soon it's been coveted by those who think they found they never shall. For they gave their soul for a piece of humanity's deathly disease. Fake currency power over others seems to be man's idea of wealthy. These are my smoke ring visions. As I put two fingers together and flick the negative weather out of my atmosphere, a whole new perspective and perception seems to appear. This place I'm in internally, this meditative realm, there's no hate here, there's no fear except for a healthy dose. With much respect for my creator and learning from all of my failures, for that's how you repeat ignorant behaviors. I once took a leap to the death from the top of mountain of life, and to no avail there was ever a chance forever to rest his breath, his voice. I attempted once to escape this flesh since my spirit spiraled through and left over loopy smoke rings from previous purple herbs of earth that I blew. As I lay below, awaiting the reaper to collect my soul, the piercing eyes of someone or something else watch from up above, awaiting my arrival back to ready me for the trial soon to come. It whispered thoughts into my mind. We are not yet ready to feed you back to the dirt and stars. There is still much work to do. Raising the words of truth in a manner that you, the reader, can relate to is a task not done alone, but with the help of an ancient muse. This voice is the muse, brings more than the lines of poetic verse, but the future news. Far beyond the question, the gender of the next Western political shrewd or the insignificant reportings of celebrity news. There's something deeper and darker, something far more sinister approaching soon. I see it in the shadows of the icy moon that projects the arrival of something wicked whom wishes to consume the spirits for me and you. The visions of future occurrences are picturesque and spotty in my herbal smoke rings that seem to stay stuck mentally like herbal resin to sticky the fingertips that stain my unique lines of fingerprints. These visions relay a cliffhanger message that I must pick back up. As I study back what I see in between my steaming tea leaves, interpreting the language frowned upon by society. So I put magic spells within my lines to superimpose the rhythmic truth inside of my poetry. That's that piece.
How do I say it like Martin? How do I say it like Martin? Damn, Gina!
Yo.
Whoa!
Yo.
Bruh! Van Metal.
Yeah, first of all, man, SRV, man, I'm a fan of parts 1, 2, and 3. I need to know when the rest of the parts going to be finished, because, bruh, this a whole vibe right here. This is a whole vibe. Because you started one place, you ended in another. Bruh, This right here is fire. But you always fire, bro. But this right here.
Thank you, man.
Serious, serious. Yeah, you're right.
I appreciate that.
Your brother told me he was going to do a piece, and it might be kind of long. And I was like, and? You the guest. But my man, let me give you something. My man said, it don't sound realistic if you sleep. Oh, I love that line. And then he killed it. Meddling matters of meditation. It just can't. Oh, my sweet baby Jesus.
I couldn't finish it. There was like another couple of stanzas. I just couldn't keep going, man.
Bruh, what you brought was awesome. Not dope. Not good. Not that piece. That was awesome. MNFN awesome. Salute, King.
I appreciate that.
I'm in a different space right now, man. I'm in a different space right now. I'm in a different space right now. Oh, but he said it don't sound realistic if you are asleep. I'm borrowing that line. Remember that Batman joint with Jim Carrey? He said if you kill him, he won't learn nothing.
He won't learn nothing. Yeah.
Rebel P just told him it don't sound realistic if you sleep.
Oh, man.
I could do this metaphor thing
what
all night, but I know we got people in
what
queue.
A way.
So Van Meadows, you ain't getting away from me, man. You ain't getting away from me. We talked about this show for a week.
Man.
And ladies and gentlemen,
you're
I hope y'all are entranced with the guest speaker that we have for you in the form of the Rebel P. Jones. But getting back to you, Van Meadows, you ain't getting away, Playboy. I know you. Your brother loves you. I know you got a piece for this topic. So if you don't mind,
Hold up. We should have let the guest go last. Don't nobody want to follow Rebel P? Nobody want to follow that.
Get out of here, man.
Who want to follow that? Our piece is at the end of the show. You know what?
We
can put our piece at the end of the show.
Nah, man, let's just get it out the way. Get out the way. Because you know how this show is, man. It might not be an end of the show. Show might just get cut off because we got everybody. Let me just get this out the way.
Me, I'm going to grab Rebel P by the shoulder and be like, man, step back and watch this shit. Because this dude's somebody different. I'm going to put my phone on pause so I want to hear this. Van, please go on ahead and get on down.
Thank you, bro. The title of this piece is called Windy Destruction. There's a storm brewing, bringing winds filled with flames for viewing, and emotions swirling around like tornado debris, trying to cipher which ones to keep in check, see? Because the visualization of the whirlwinds that are going viral from the fire-touching feelings will just begin to breeze into the valleys of your mind, so you can feel the gut-wrenching pain fueling inside to find that just as my rage continues to consume from the windy conditions, the burning sensation you feel in your heart is simply a pioneered rendition of just how the early settlers tried to blow away your rights. Now these tornadoes combine to form a cyclone just to fight the ever-growing disease of racism, with ill-advised falsehoods and cynicisms that these brood storms no longer exist. The winds blow to show you destruction and not exits. But the fear you hold captive because of my skin color demonstrates the drowning of the common sense, like air leaving your lungs. And since you have no true sense of culture, your identity is just blown around like desert dust praying for your future. Because you continue to rob and steal our intellectual property for real. Now the torrential downpours, while the winds, lightning, and thunder roars, you will be judged by fire, burning any hopes of your desires, strangling any thoughts of peace as you've blown away any ideas for peace, because you know what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You've known. For decades, you walked around like a breeze just to hope your ancestors' sins are not discovered. Please, miss me with all that jazz. because my breeze just developed into a hurricane and I'm ready to spaz. Bringing down nothing but fury and destruction, unleashing the storm of the century that your whole species will remain under construction. Now tell me if you enjoy pain and suffering, because I'm fueled by the anger of my ancestors' suffering. But today, I'm offering an atonement before your body washes up on an embankment. And that's that peace.
Tell them why you mad, son. Tell them why you mad, son. Tell them why you mad, son. Tell them.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about. Tell them. Rebel P, what you saying, brother?
Man, the power in those words, man. And the way that you interweave the emotions through the weather was just phenomenal and so descriptive. Like, I'm very picturesque in my head sometimes, and I'm putting together what sadness feels like in a whirlwind. And the part that got me, though, the two parts that got me was the gut-wrenching pain inside stuck with me. I could feel the gut-wrenching pain inside when you said it. It was, how could you not? You know what I'm saying?
And thank you, my brother.
What to say it again? The identity blown around the desert searching for the future. I was like, God damn, he said that. Amazing, the way you put your words in a week, man. You're a master at this shit, man.
Oh man, I'm humbled, man. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Real talk.
Now you know why I asked Van, could he write some of my pieces? This is why. But I ain't gonna front. This brother was stuck out for me. I think this is an incredible piece. And that's not smoke, because you know what me and you do.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
Van's one of the few brothers, along with David Mott and Mojave and maybe four or five other cats in my circle, who will tell me this is not really something that I'm feeling, because I know your work. And that's the kind of words that you can respect from a fellow poet who respects the pen when we do this sort of thing. But what struck me was these brute storms no longer exist. The winds blow to show you destruction and not exits. But the fear you hold captive because of my skin color demonstrates the drowning of common sense, like the air leaving your lungs in sense. You have no true sense of culture because your identity is just blown around like desert dust praying for your future. That's the baddest line.
God.
That is the baddest set of lines. The baddest set of lines I've gotten from this.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate
those lines. So hearing that from me, I was like, yeah. That right there made that piece for me, King. That right there just made that piece.
Appreciate you as well. Now listen. Now me and Rebel P is going to take a step back and let you go ahead and get on down.
Me?
I can't wait for this. Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
This piece is entitled Ancestral Hurricanes. They say that it's no accident that hurricanes follow the routes of former slave ships. Convection, the movement of hot and cold air in order to create dangerous storms above the waves where chained bodies are now sea buried before the wind, water, and earth movement finally takes its toll, chanting sunsets. May there be no moaning for African souls while we march on, chanting never no more. So I dip my pen in places where I know it does not fit. I tell the stories of guilty pale faces that have no guilt to acquit, but quit seeking the truth because that may be death to me. Hide the story from them niggas. Call it a critical race theory. What is their history if I don't write it for them? Then again, they have no history if I don't write it for them. They say, until the lion learns to write, the story will always glorify the hunter. So until then, we make the earth move and swirl in the same circles. You found comfort in destruction of families while on our knees. So ungodly hurricanes devastate your riches and all the stitches while beating with switches. This is for all those years that was not rained. Those are 400 years and over 20 million dead bodies shedding 1 million tears from heavenly open gates, trying to repay you for the gift of this misery that you gave me. And all I know is that misery loves company. So welcome. So here comes our ancestors, incinerate with fiery national devastation that follows all types of trails and tears, the same trail of tears that the former Indian reservationists had to fear. So at the end of the day, pale-faced political, decisional, delusional actions are the reason for all the natural forces from all four corners and all four seasons and all four places on the earth that converge every time of year, yearly, reminding all of you until reparations is obtained. All bets are off and it's all even for more reasons, for more pain, more devastation. Welcome to the sins of your fathers. To the unholy, blind-eyed, plausible deniability nation. You're next.
Oh.
Wow.
Amen. 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 Rebel P, go ahead, bro. Go ahead, bro. I'll let you go first.
Man, I dip my pen in places I know it doesn't fit.
What?
Right, that part.
Man, that line right there was just, whew. And before lions learned to write, hunters will write the history. Man, let me tell you something about that line and why that struck me so tight. And not just about African culture, but American schools specifically teach a shitty, shitty version of history. So what I find important about things like this is that you need to teach the real history that you know at home. You know what I'm saying? Tell them. You listen to what they say in school, whatever, get the answers right. But fuck what they saying. This is what really going down. You know what I'm saying? This is the real history.
Right.
When my son came home convinced that Christopher Columbus discovered the Americas, I was like, oh, they're still teaching that bullshit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yep.
Yeah, man. And it says, you know, when we was in Ghana when I was in my early 20s, yo, that brother hit us with that before we went into the point of no return. And that's where they got those three gigantic boulders that they would hold slaves accountable by their throats with chains or neck locks. And that man said, let me tell you about your history. And some people, like, I already know this. And he said, sir, you don't realize there's a adage that says until the lion learns to read and write, the story will always glorify the hunter. I was like, damn.
But man,
because no one can see the lion's share.
Man, this piece, man. Rebel P started with the lines that that grabbed me too. Dip my pen in places where I know it does not fit. I tell the stories of guilty pale faces that have no need to acquit, but quit seeking the truth because that may be the death of me. Hide the story from the niggas. Let's call it critical race theory. Bruh. That right there. This is Dope Ink from the quill of the one who has a deeper shade of soul, J-Rob the Wise Son, my brother. Dope.
I say all to both of you brothers, man. I say all. Yes, sir.
Brother.
I'm glad you're digging that.
Man, listen.
But you know me, man. I could sit here and talk with you and Rebel P for hours, and we could never talk about poetry because we always got something intellectual to talk about. But, man, we got to open these microphones.
We do. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's enough of us. Now it's time for y'all. And let's hear some of this dynamic poetry that you brought. So first up on the mic, y'all, a poet that I sincerely look up to on a whole lot of levels, man. And I think a lot of us do, just because we're in awe of his pen and just the knowledge that he teaches. Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, y'all. What's good with you, Joe?
Hey, what's good? Rebel P, Van Meadows. What's happening, brother? Jay Rob the Wild Son. How y'all doing?
Doing good,
what's
brother. How you?
Joe?
Fantastic.
Welcome to the Get Down, King.
I'm glad to be here, brother. Glad to be here, man. Y'all showing out this morning, this evening, this afternoon, wherever time zone y'all in. Y'all doing it. Appreciate you.
Van wrote my material. But enough about it.
Hey, claim your magnificence, brother. You did that.
That's right. That's right. Tell him again, yo. Tell him again, Joe.
Yeah, claim your magnificence, brother.
Hey, Joe. Van Meadows has something that he would like to ask you, brother.
Absolutely.
Joe, the verbal mind dancer. Which nature of element is your piece going to represent tonight? Earth, wind, fire, water, or is there a mixture of all?
We're going to start off with earth, actually. We're going to start off with, you know, terra firma, as it were.
That's brother, right.
We're gonna step on out the way because we know you locked and loaded, and go ahead and get on down.
All right. This piece is called Minerals in Africa. Center of the world is what she is, my mother Africa. Aborted of her children is what she is, my mother Africa. Raped of her resources, her history becoming voiceless, my mother Africa. I see babies' eyes full of flies. I hear the missionary cries. I see a land die, my mother Africa. I feel machinery digging into me, plunging deep in my core like some fallen street whore, used and abused for the sparkle she bore. Dropped off boxes for the hospice, never planning on how to stop this plight. Borderline flights emulating the Americas. We turn on each other for relief that never was. All because my mother Africa holds riches in her land. They could run a pipeline in the sand, but what good is a healthy nation? They could easily provide vegetation. They'd rather provide an education about some religion we don't believe in, yet they view us as heathen. Who are they truly deceiving? They only help for the wealth. My mother Africa once helped herself. Now other nations shine from my mother Africa's stolen help. There's a welt on God's back. The devil got in a good lick. My mother Africa may be ill, but America is sick. They're damn sure slick. Forked tongues were the terminology. They turned a nation of natives into squatters. Are you following me? They called it democracy, much like Germany's atrocity. My mother Africa is falling prey to that same philosophy. And the catastrophe is my mother Africa is big biz, and it doesn't take a whiz. Just take a look at how you live. Also take a step back when they ask you to give. That money goes to funding corporations and mercenaries. Keeping my mother Africa down is Wall Street necessary. All that bling, all that Starbucks to make you not even give a fuck. How many times have you said move to where the water is? My mother Africa is damn near an island. Did you hear what I said? All that money for mining, water filtration doesn't chime in. My mother Africa doesn't need any more hard times. And you know what? I'm going to stop it here. No one really cares. My mother Africa may as well not be there. It's my peace. Thank you.
Rebel P, what you got for Joe's B?
I'm a fan of Joe, man. His poetry is in your face, straightforward, but it's also very deep. And I always love reading and hearing your work, Joe. You're phenomenal. Only help for the wealthy, I know you're talking about Africa, but this seems so familiar here too, you know?
Oh yeah, definitely, bro, definitely.
And when you said they turned the nation into squatters, oh my God.
Mm.
Oh my God, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That right there, that's a hell of a line. That's a hell of a statement. Well done, Joe. Well done.
Yes,
hey, appreciate you, brother. Much respect, my brother. Much respect.
Peace,
Joe the Verbal, man. Listen, man. Listen. When you said you was going to do Earth, I had no idea this is what you meant. Because my brother, this right here, is true and rich, deep dirt and soil, grimy and grit. Pure truth. I dug this piece, Joe. Phenomenal ink, bro. As always, just phenomenal, bro.
Appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, poetic. Stay right. Thank you, man. Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Joe, I'm mad at you. I'm mad at you, bro, because y'all know how to pull on my heartstrings. Y'all know how to pull on my heartstrings, and y'all play it like a finely tuned violin. When you drop this piece, bro, when you kept saying Mother Africa, I got chills. Here's the reason. First time I went to Africa with Dr. Jeffries and Dr. Ben, I think I was a sophomore in college, and when we came to Ghana specifically, everybody said, welcome home. Your mother missed you. Bruh, I'm just coming into this whole black consciousness and I'm in tears. People ain't really understanding what's wrong. And I'm like, y'all not where I'm at right now. I'm someplace different. And I actually, you know, mother, she's like, you're home.
Right.
Mother Africa. And I was no good. And hearing you spit this piece, I got my arms crossed. I got my eyes closed. I got my fist under my chin, and I'm right back where I was at 19 years old. Bro, you brought it home for me. I'm mad at you because I'm trying to keep my composure and not cry in front of you cats, but I'm in a different space. Thank you. This was a really – this meant a lot to me specifically. So thank you for this. Still,
hey,
man.
Thank
you for this.
thank you all for the topic, man. I appreciate that, man. For real. Appreciate that, brothers.
Absolutely. My man. Oh, man. We appreciate you, man. Thank you so much, man. But now, Joe, you're the first to get down dance floor, man. So you got to set the tone out there, baby. You got to set the tone out there.
Well, you know, right now we're gonna take a trip back home, man. So I'm gonna sit in the African lounge, man.
Center of the world
is what she is. You know, center of the world is what she is.
My brother. Yes, sir. He going to be on the dance floor in the African lounge, y'all. I love that. All right, my brother. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, ladies and gentlemen. Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. One love, one mic, bro. Yo, this how we doing tonight? This how we coming tonight? This right here? Okay.
Some strong pieces tonight, y'all.
Absolutely, man. Listen,
Joe. I'm mad at Joe for a hot minute, but I got to go back for a second. My man said it don't sound realistic if you not sleep.
Yes, sir.
I'm good. That line is just in my head. And then I'm hearing Joe with this consciousness. If you sleep and you missing these gems, folks, welcome to the Get Down.
Yes.
Rebel P. Jones, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and yours truly, J. Rob, the wise son. Van Meadows, who do we have next?
What up, beautiful people?
Man, next on the mic, y'all, we got one of my favorites. We got Rain, y'all. Hey, Rain.
Ooh, I'm a fan.
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening.
Go ahead,
I was
Rebel.
Really hoping I wasn't next.
Why? What happened?
Because, listen, you know I'm bringing a whole nother vibe, right?
Listen, it's whatever vibe you want. This is the Get Down. You bring whatever you want.
Oh, I wish that it would rain.
Hold on.
Van, are you biting your lip?
I am biting my lip.
Now, J-Rob, man.
Yes, sir.
J-Rob and Van, can I say something real quick?
Brother,
man,
Go ahead,
you,
man.
I was hoping you would call in tonight. I am such a fan, and I just wanted to verbally say so for a long time. Man, your ink is phenomenal.
Thank you. I read your work, and I love
what you do.
Thank you so much. I so much appreciate you. And, your piece tonight. I'm a fan of yours already, but tonight, I was just like, he's a beast.
Right.
Absolutely.
See, that's what I say.
Right. All right.
Guys,
so,
I just had to let her know.
You good.
Hey, man, you
want to
get down, do your thing.
Right. Since you let her know, man, you know, go ahead and present that prose to her. Present that muse to her.
Yes, please.
Oh, I did. Oh, is your piece locked and loaded?
It is.
Then I'm going to take myself and my two peoples here, and we're going to take a few steps back and let you do what you do.
Okay.
And get
well,
on down.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
It would only be appropriate for me to do something of, who am I? I am Ray. So
I'm going to mute.
This week has been a little bit of a survival week for me, so it's been a little self-care for me. So I didn't write a new piece, but I am sharing Wet with you all.
Oh.
When I told him my pen name was Rain, he smiled, smirked, and nodded. I'm sure it crossed his mind that I chose this because, well, I'm cleansing to the soul, and that it's refreshing to be in my midst, and that I have the ability to remove physical and emotional toxins just by simply being in my presence. I mean, I can't deny any of this. Being with me truly is quite the experience. But what he doesn't know is these are the qualities that draw him in and make him feel safe just before my storm hits. Most times it's without warning. I can be a tad bit unpredictable sometimes. Something like a quiet storm. You might not see me coming, but I guarantee you're going to feel me when I arrive. I wonder if I should warn him that somewhere between his intellect, compassion, humor, and vulnerability, he invoked a torrent in me. And that smile, god damn, that smile, if it isn't causing a pluvial tantric shift ensuing tsunami-drenched noni lip shit, I don't know what is. Meanwhile, his eyes are having their own conversation with the thunder in my hips, got me wanting to scatter my showers across his full lips. Let puddles gather upon his thick tongue. I admit it. I can't stop thinking about it. I don't want to be every man's wet dream. I just want to be his. I wonder if he knows it. Knows that every season is monsoon season with me. I wonder, can he swim in deep waters without holding his breath? Backstroke and side stroke. Stay afloat. I used to think nothing is wetter than rain, but the idea of a confluence of his thick streams and my sticky river. I hope he isn't afraid to get wet. I most certainly am not. I'd be ready to bathe in his hurricane and buy the tide of his wetlands with an effusive eagerness. Just meet me in the deep end of this tryst and let's see just how wet we can get. That's right.
Ooh.
Damn.
Good Lord.
I'm like, did she just?
Ooh.
Damn,
man.
Rebel P, what you doing, bro?
Did you say? I can't, man. Oh, wow. All right, did you say, can you hold your, what did you say about going so deep to holding your breath? Wow. You, man.
Deep
I don't
without holding his breath.
Erotic poetry too often, but I will listen to you all day, man. Wow.
Thank you.
She said,
your description.
She said, drenched noni lips. If y'all don't know what noni fruit is, the noni fruit is a life-saving edifice found in certain, I'm sorry for smacking my lips in public, but I just can't help it. I'm just saying. I know what the noni do. And I'm just saying, I likes this. I like this. And whoever
Thank
the brother is that will get drenched in some noni lips. Brother, hold your breath. Pray to whatever God that you pray to and just continue to say thank you as the storm commences. I'm done. Van Meadows, what say you?
Oh,
Van Meadows is going to compliment her piece with one of his pieces.
Wait, what?
Locked and loaded. Let's go.
This is what we're doing?
She always does this to me. She makes me want to freestyle every time I hear one of her erotic pieces. But she said something in this piece that prompted me to pull this piece from my archive. So
let's go.
It's called No Hurricane. Why not?
Wait, what?
It's our show. Why not? So listen.
Go ahead.
This piece is called No Hurricanes Barred. Monsoon, typhoon, torrential downpours, floodgates, tsunami, forceful winds, gasps, moisture dripping, pelting, soaking, sopping, engulfed, submerging, stormy, cyclone, thunderous, intensity, fierce. See, this is how I feel about our passionate lovemaking. When all else is at a standstill, our hurricane of extreme pleasures begin wreaking a kind of havoc all over our erotic senses, pleasing and teasing, leaking juices, the scent of your body and its softness rubbing against mine. I'm hard with an erectness that's waiting to feel your heavenly treasure. Then I enter this warmth of pleasure, monsoon, typhoon, torrential downpours, floodgates, tsunami, forceful winds, gasps, moisture, dripping, pelting, soaking, sopping, engulfed, submerging, stormy, cyclone, thunderous, intensity, fierce. Got me rapping, she can get a taste. The way that booty wink at me when I'm trying to get a taste, drilling her to ecstasy and exotic moaning, creaming all over my thick rod and grinding, saying, Daddy, give it to me hard and soft, ram it in my pulsating wet juicy stuff. She's bending over, touching her toes while I'm licking and sucking that clit. Wait, there she goes, creaming and wetting my taste buds. I can't wait till I climax and feel her hurricane, but she wants my head on her taste buds. Monsoon, typhoon, torrential downpours, floodgates, tsunami, forceful winds, gas, moisture dripping, pelting, soaking, sopping, engulfed, submerging, stormy cyclone, thunderous intensity, fierce. Move over. I'm ready to heat up these Versace linens, grinning a devilish grin, our hands exploring each other, dirty thoughts in our heads, but under covers, more sensual foreplay with nasty desires. My fingers touching her dripping juicy peach, creating a hot, intense fire, an eruption of climatic forces, combined with a sensual foreplay that endorses this sexual energy and passion. As I kiss her bosom, I'm reminded of the ignited flames our bodies create when ignited with tension and no games. Just a monsoon, typhoon, torrential downpours, floodgates, tsunamis, forceful winds, gas, moisture dripping, pelting, soaking, sopping, engulf, submerging, stormy cyclone, thunderous intensity, fierce. I want you. I crave you. I desire you. I taste you. You. I need you. And that's that piece.
See, I had to pause. I had to put myself on mute. As we say over in the Huddy Dripper side, it's like an ocean over here. Clean up on aisle 69, all the aisles in between. Yes, sir.
So
feeling
y'all
away.
Forgive me for having
feeling
to do that.
Away. Yeah.
Thank you.
No, don't you even be in here apologizing to nobody. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. J-Rob, Rebel P, did y'all want to answer?
I was going to say something, but I see what happens when light-skinned privileges are in effect, so I'm just going to pass the mic to my brother Rebel P. I got nothing.
You kidding me? I ain't got nothing like that.
I got nothing. I'm just going to humbly bow out and say good pieces to the
me
both of you.
Me too.
I'm just
going to
bow out.
Right here.
I'm just going to bow out. I got nothing for that. I got nothing for it. It would sound like
that,
two brothers.
That piece inspired a piece for me. So there was like a line in that piece that inspired a piece for me. So listen.
It would sound like two brothers, you know, fighting over the affections of a woman. And
I got
nothing. I can humbly bow to the side and say, nah, I got nothing. I need new.
It's all good.
My mouth is
you all
my
humble.
Yeah, that's, like that. See, I was supposed to say the same thing.
You all humble me. Seriously,
I'm like, wow. man.
Yeah.
Something you're trying to tell us, brother?
I'm just saying.
Okay. I'm just saying because I respect light skin privileges. I'm just saying. And
he's biting his lip right now. You got to give him a moment.
I am. You got to give me a moment. Facts.
Yeah.
I'm in my thoughts.
And Range, you didn't make this any easier with any of that humble moaning in the background. I was like, okay. These two know each other from
like
a different life.
I felt like I was in a club and he was on stage and we feed off of that, right? You know,
I was in the same club and I took my name off the ballot so I ain't got to spit no poetry after that. Yeah, I've been in that club before. I'm not going after that. Mm-mm. I'm good.
No.
Mm-mm. I'm going back to Hickory Dickory Dock poetry.
I'm going to stay in my lane.
Whatever, man. Whatever, man. Listen, Rain, we're going to send you an over to the African Lounge with Jodeber with Mind Dancer so y'all could go ahead and set the stage ablaze. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Rain on her way. Thank you, darling. One love, one mic.
Thank you.
Joe going to look at her like, and you sitting here, why? I heard what he said.
Oh, man, y'all funny.
Bring a bucket.
Next up, y'all, is one half host of the Love Zone dynamic show last night, man. If y'all missed it, oh, my gracious. One half host of Poetic Therapy on Saturday nights and one-fourth host of the Soul Cafe on Monday nights. We have La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, yo. Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob. Rebel P. Oh, my God. I'm supposed
What's
to follow
going
y'all.
On, La Pearl La Negra?
Really? I'm supposed to follow y'all?
Man, how do you follow us?
You
can't put the last piece of poetry.
Yeah, look. Oh, my God. And then my girl, Rain, she came on here and drenched everybody.
I'm going to have to
on that one.
Listen, y'all going to have to excuse me because I'm going to go into the men's room and take a pregnancy test after hearing Van.
Oh, shit. You're ridiculous for that one.
I'm just saying. So if y'all don't hear my mic, that's because I'm taking a pregnancy test. So
My man.
Just carry on like I wasn't here. That's all.
Oh, man. Yo, then you got Joe, too. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just burn my books. I'm done. I can't. Man.
Listen.
Well, listen, La Negra. J-Rob the Wise Son, something he'd like to ask you.
Okay.
I don't even know if it's proper to ask. I mean, before my pregnancy test, but by any chance, would you happen to have your piece locked and loaded?
I do.
Well, if your piece is locked and loaded, I'm hoping that it encompasses something of the elements of nature, be it earth, wind, or fire and water. Me and the fellas are going to take two steps back. They're going to listen. I'm going to take my pregnancy test. And we want you to go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. All right. I call it life flow. I am water. Fluid and free flowing. I can create as well as destroy. I know many have tried to block me. I am a part of everything. So I still get through. Because I am naturally an unstoppable force. One to be reckoned with indeed. But my presence isn't to be feared, and I shall give as much respect in return. Through serene vision and harmonious atmosphere and peace of stillness, I can wash away the filth of the day's mental stress and rejuvenate and replenish what you thought died or lay dormant. I stream through the lowest valleys while the sun dances with me over the highest and mightiest mountains and can still house follicles of the tiniest hairs at 350 degrees of a mother's womb. That's the universal code if you didn't get it. I am a healer and help you clear the path to understanding that the ultimate goal in this spiritual journey is love. Love of true self, care. So partake of me while spirit converses with your spirit and find out about the truth in life by reviving natural healing properties in your body. I am a part of everything. I am water. Let's get peace.
Yo. Oh my God. J-Rap, go ahead, bro.
Hold on. I'm almost there.
Hello?
I took the test. Praise God, and knock on wood, it came out negative.
How'd it go, man?
It came out negative. I'm good right now. I was fixing to take Van to court for child payment. But I'm good right now.
I have you on Maury.
But exactly.
Oh, man.
Exactly. But I'm lucky for Van, I got two bars, not one. I'm good.
I'm good.
I mean, I'll take another one when the show is over, but right now I got two bars, so I'm good. But Danielle, let me tell you.
Yes.
I dig this piece, and as I said in the group, I said she's giving us healing, spiritual, earth tone poetry. And as soon as I typed that in, you ended it by saying, I am water.
Thank you. Thank you.
I really loved this piece on a lot of different levels, but you touched on a lot of different things from the spiritual realm. And brought it right back to where we all are. I am water. Thank you. Rebel P.
You know, the first time you said, I am part of everything, so many different ideas and thoughts cycloned in my head at once. I thought of the woman. I thought, you know, the goddess. I thought of the universe. I thought of earth. I thought of just everything, man. Like, yeah, I thought of my mama, you know what I'm saying? Like, just everything. Man, you hit me. You hit me with that.
Oh.
It had my mind going in so many directions. And then to connect it with I can create, I can destroy. That brings a lot of thought, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, energy can create, but energy can never be destroyed, and nobody can create energy. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It just brought up a lot of deep thought to me of those two statements. So I appreciate what you did here.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, the pearl of the negative. Oh man, that close was everything for me. I pass through everything. I am water. Yo, mm-hmm. yo, that is the one elemental force that you can block, but you cannot stop. However,
right.
God managed to stop it from covering
yep.
the lands that are still existing. So
yep.
let that sink in. But, yo, this yep. was an amazing mm-hmm. scribe, amazing scribe, and I loved it. I loved it. Dope
thank
piece.
You. Thank you. Oh, thank you, y'all. So, what's up?
Now, before...
I know, he can't help it. He cannot help it. I hate him right now.
What?
Man, y'all have got to forgive my laughter just now. But my brother just pregnant in the chat that says not pregnant.
Oh, my God.
Oh my goodness!
Oh my God.
What?
The
oh
test that I wasn't.
Okay.
I'm just
okay.
saying.
Okay. La perla negra. Dynamic show. Well, for me to
thank
be a
you.
Co-host with you that night is phenomenal. Can you let everybody know what you got coming up?
Okay, and yeah, you did an awesome job. You cut up a little bit, but you did an awesome job. So thank you.
What I do?
Man, but I think you got a couple folks pregnant last night. But I don't know whose Saturday this is. Is this mine or is this yours?
It's my show.
Okay. So the following Saturday, ladies and gentlemen, I host Poetic Therapy. We're seeing the man, Phillips. Y'all come on in and relieve the mental stress. That is Saturday night at 9. Monday night at 9, I am 1/4 host of the Soul Cafe, where I help with the shenanigans with For Real the Poet Douglas, essentially Jadis and Poetic. That is Monday night at 9. Y'all come through because you'll love the second half of the show where we do pick up your pen. And that is to help you push your pen with your creative writing. Wednesday night, I am in the love zone with my sexy diva, Miss VIP. Now, I don't have a topic right now, but y'all know I'm going to come through with something, and I know you'll love it. So y'all come get caught up in the love zone, and that is Wednesday night at 9. You have it.
All right. Thank you so much. The Perla Negra, and we're going to send you on over to the African Lounge so you can get your boogie on and hang out with the rest
all
of
right.
the folks. Ladies all and gentlemen.
Right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Take
love,
us back
one mic.
La Perla La Negra. Ladies and
you
gentlemen,
okay,
you are tuned in to, I'm good, bro. I'm good.
You know what,
tuned
man?
Tuned in to Epiphany Radio.
Yo, tell people to take their shoes and socks off. You sure? You're a bold man.
Take your socks off. That's hey man. That's the Epiphany Radio slogan. Take your socks off. It has been since before I arrived. But I just hope everybody's feet clean and smell all right. You know. But if you're listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Please press 1 to get on the mic. And I am your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, with J. Rob, the wise son, and guest hosting, y'all. Y'all hear the voice. Y'all know who it is. Our brother, Rebel P. Jones, DSR. Welcome, broski.
Hello.
Ma'am.
They know who we be.
All right, man. All right. Next artist up on the mic is our brother, y'all. C Double 34 Music, y'all. C Double.
My man. So we're doing this right now. It's like I'm hearing the BET and Wildin' Out Cypher, but you did it way better than they did. I'm like, what the hang's going on?
I ain't do nothing.
Oh, back to you. Back to you. Back to you. Back to you. In the case of you taking the pregnancy test, that was a lie.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro.
Poetic J-Rob and my brother, Rebel P.
My brother. How you doing, family?
Yeah, you know you're going to call me tomorrow about this because, you know, you
yeah,
we're going to
talk, man. We're going to talk.
You owe me a chop-up right now because I'm like, dude, you ain't even let brother know. I'm not. See, it's just like when Poetic had his birthday. It made me treated me like a broke stepchild again. I'm like, damn.
Oh, man.
It's just hard. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. Damn.
But good brother, I'm going to need you to put all that on me and Van Meadows, because me and Van had a conversation about this particular brother some time ago. We spoke about him earlier in the week, and it just so happens that me and Rebel P had a chance to chop it up on some mutual respect stuff and came back, was like, dig this. We want you to co-host a Get Down with us this Thursday. And he was like, man, look. And because God is such a righteous God, all three of us are here together. You the next cat that's online, and I can't ask for any better of a blessing than all four cats that I got mad love and respect for poetically and as men in this world. So here we are.
Yes, indeed, because I almost felt like doing a behind the music plug for all of y'all this right now, but I'm going to save that.
Well, do save that, and I will talk to you about it later, because we got something planned, and we're going to need something like that. So put that in your pocket, and then hit me later on about it, and I'll fill you in for what I need.
Yeah, I'm doing my left-handed calligraphy right now and writing that down.
Amen. Because me and J-Rob are both left-handed, so we understand.
Yeah, completely understand.
Yeah. That's creativity.
I won't go back into that pregnancy test, but I would just say, yes, that's creativity. That is exactly creativity.
That's an immaculate conception right there, brother.
Hey, it would be.
Listen.
It would be.
I'm
going
to
let
check.
You know I am not the father.
I had to check. My stomach was a-bubbling after he did his piece, and I was like, nah, I don't have gas. I didn't eat. I had carrots. I was like, let me go check. And I am not the fault. You know, he's not the fault.
I mean, what did T-Boz and Chili tell Left Eye when Left Eye didn't show up? They say, get some Imodium.
Exactly.
There you go.
Van Meadows, it's on you.
Yes, sir. So, C-34, music, my brother, your piece. Earth, wind, fire, or water, I know you're locked and loaded. So we're going to step out the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
Yes, and before I do that, I'm going to say, empty your mind, be formless, shapeless like water. The title of this piece is, It's All Elemental. Would you mind if I talk, if I teach, if I read your mind and be your guiding light? Yeah. And would you mind me loving you without being criticized? Again, because I don't want to be confused with them incestuous wonder twins when I'm trying to be your super friend. If you keep forming into water, wouldn't that make you an aqua girl? But I digress. See, my love can find a way. If you had a way, what is love? Baby, don't hurt me no more in this night at the Roxbury. Let me get back on topic, shall we? Be ever wonderful. Give me reasons as to why you're squeezing these nuts to have me high-pitched squealing like I'm wearing tight-fitting bell-bottom jeans just to keep staying alive like the Bee Gees. Is this your fantasy? Because I thought we go back like babies and pacifiers. Speaking of fire, you're a bad, bad missus in those skin-tight breeches. But after the love has gone, I can boogie down to California and visit Boogie Wonderland just to ask, where were you when I needed you, like right now? You see, blessed are the children who have pure devotion in the stone, away from those serpentine fires that come on television late nights selling prayer cloths for $19.99, party over time, because you're out of touch and I can't go for that. No, no can do. But keep your head to the sky until you remember the 21st day in September, you know. 5 days before my born day, see, I understand you wanted to be that shining star that'll sing a song. So I'll write a song for you because I can't hide love and I got to get you into my life. Don't tell me that's the way of the world. Come on, let's groove tonight. I'll share the spotlight because on the real, you want my love and you can't deny. Now tell me, would you mind? Act like you know and don't be saying it's all elemental in poem.
Yo, yo, I'm stuck, man. I'm stuck. I'm stuck.
I'm stuck on stupid
right.
Double park behind dumb. This was something different.
I'm sorry, cause I'm listening to the poetry. I'm listening to it, but in my head I hear, "Baby, don't hurt me no more."
No, I heard.
Did you shake your head to the side when I said that?
Bruh, I was shaking my head the whole time. But when you hit that, older dog, no liar. Kick the fantasy yep. Hot like fire. I was ready to go in, but I said it's not my piece. But man, this was some fire, bro. This man, all your pieces, man. This is fire. Rebel P, man. Let them know.
Man, Clarence, you know I read this earlier when I seen it posted.
I know you did.
And the lines in this, dude. The lines in this. One after another, like, when you think you heard it all, and then he hit you with another one. He was like Rocky with the pen, man. But like Van, I too heard that freaking song in my head, man.
I said I wasn't by myself.
But you already know, of course, a phenomenal piece. You know what? When I was reading it, though, I heard myself spitting it. Might have a surprise coming too, man.
Give me the remix.
I like where that's going.
Give me the remix.
I just felt J-Rod. Myself spitting it when I was reading it, man.
I heard these lines. You caught me with that Hall of Notes with that. I can't go for that. Oh, no. No can do. And you just kept dropping the hits.
Yeah.
And I was like,
dropping.
Oh, I see what he doing. Okay, okay.
I gave you the elements.
You damn sure did in every sense of the word. And I
indeed.
Dig where you took this. Salute to you, King. I like what you did with this one.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, because I had to hold back from singing that part, that would you mind part, because I held back. I was about to, but I'm like, nah, I wanna just do the inflections and make sure this message gets out there.
That's what's up.
And that last line, I don't know how I pulled that last line off. That crisscross last line, I don't know.
You definitely did that. Dope piece, though, my brother. I can't wait to hear the musical rendition of it. And then the remix.
Did you just say
Rebel P? I said musical rendition. Yes.
Okay, I thought you said music. I'm like, we went through this last night with Popeyes. You know that, right? Okay.
I know, right?
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
All right, brother.
I'll have
stick
the
around and enjoy the rest of the
tomato.
I'll call you tomorrow, brother.
All right.
One love, one night, dog. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the African Lounge, C-34 Music, y'all. Hey, Rebel, I got a surprise for you, bro. I got a surprise
What's
for
up?
You. Ladies and
what,
gentlemen,
you bringing Rain
night.
Back?
No.
Oh,
I'm bringing
okay.
one of DSR's own, Mr. Boston.
Oh, Mr. B.
What's good, Mr. B?
Yeah, wait a minute. Hold up. I'm finna cut everybody out except for Rebel P. Rebel P, my brother. My brother is on, my soldier brother. How you do, brother? How you do?
How you doing,
man? It's been a minute since we chopped it up on the phone, man. I just been busy, but we gonna get back to all those chopping up moments. You know what I'm saying? So I'm steadily trying to add more to my education and stuff like that. So when I get a free moment, I'm definitely going to get your number so we can chop it up some more. And then Van Metal, man, the Epiphany man, you know I got much love and respect for you. And then
likewise.
the one and only, the Mr. Man of them all, my brother, over there sitting over in the corner trying to be quiet in the church mouth. You better say something.
Good to hear from you, brother.
Yes, sir. You know, man, it's been a minute, man. I've been busy. I retired, and then I got a little bored, so I had the opportunity to take a California state test for a traffic control officer, and I did that, and I passed that with a 98, and then. The fair is coming Friday, so the police department actually called me and said that I asked me that I want to work the traffic for the fair. And so, yeah, I took that little part-time thing. So, you know, I'm doing a lot of things right now. And then my daughter
started
a movement in San Diego, man, for people who are going through the changes of living in slum conditions and stuff. Matter of fact, he was on the national news here last week, you know. So there's a lot of things that's going on with me and my daughter, you know, trying to support her and her little movement and getting it off the ground and stuff like that. So, you know,
what we need you to do is to start posting that stuff in the event pages so that we can help support. And
okay.
And since we got DSR in the building, Rebel P, can you usher my brother onto the mic?
There you go.
Mr. Boston, my brother in arms, I know you got a hot piece locked and loaded for us. So as me and my brothers here step back, we're going to let you do your thing.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what perspective that I come from. You know, so when you say
what element would you relate to most?
You know, you how can you not be the human fact of all the elements because they work together like the human body? It's like fire wants to burn, water wants to flow, air wants to rise, earth wants to bind, I used to say. And where there's energy, there's life. So we have to all be like the elements in thinking, talk like earth builds upon the foundation of facts. And air, you have to be willing to change your ideas if the winds of evidence requires it. And like fire, you have to be unquenched in the desire for learning more. And like the water, both are ideals and the tides that can be unstoppable. And for me, I am the contentment in all for infinity. So, with that being said, with that being said, mentally he spoke to her mind in a constant sensual activity, the lighting of her fire. He said, what view you give of me, full sensual self? She said, don't get offended. You are the perfect balance of danger and charm in an enticing and forbidden way. She lit the whole universe with her fire for a moment, the twin of Mother Earth and infinity, yet she understood she could not shut him out. Turning out her spiritual parts and settling her spiritual body with strong human giving love like warm water. He was decided to underpin her whole universe with the love so strong it created transformations outside and in. And she comes conscious and decided to give in to the inches of his fingers that mentally crept with tendencies and no mercy. So soft are they, his fire gave her a whole life change in a moment of another transformation. Where a greater mindset of love and compassion grows, likened to a hologram out of her eyes, permeated by the wind. She realized it is now too late. He holds her spiritual valor of values in the palm of his hand like an olive jar as she prays for relief and earth. Since a child, she had been foretold to be careful what she would wish for, and she now sees he is what she wished upon, water in the midst of what had been stirring her womanness in the mirror of her initial thoughts. How wet she came to be, and his mind towards toys became part of the game, and he brought them with reality. Benoit and Rabbit were their names. He had eased in with a profound shift in her protective sense. Baby, never forget Jeffrey's professional energy on the loose. He had mentally instigated an investigation with his mental intrusion of her human property and found value in her circumstance. He had intellectually turned her strong into gold, strong, behold, and bold intent. Behold, he smells the sweetness of her primordial womanness and listens to her heartbeat and deeper need, begging to be free, to test what awaits so stiff. His mentality made love to every aspect of her spirit before permission arrived. She realized in the mind of night, his voice is always there. She felt him in her fantasies. There was no deep need to stop him in his business to bring about total satisfaction. She knew he was one fulfillment moment outside herself in the well of her being of her first time. She cased him mentally and made him come alive in her reality. He had brought her one weakness into development of a new self-confidence without false security. He made love to her spirit and turned her completely out. She became content in her infinity. And a knock at the door awakened her from her virgin dream, a personal experience of Kundalini. She said, Jeffrey, I'm learning to enjoy physical reality with intense and sudden energetic transformation. And now with you, I don't need to struggle with the lack of knowledge of who I am in my spirituality of esoteric ideas. You totally convinced me of my infinity because you have become the four elements of my life. And that's Mr. Boston from DSR. All damn day DMP.
Yo, Rebel P. Rebel
He's a
P.
bad man
ahead,
for no
in.
Reason.
Go in, Rebel P. Go in.
Rebel P, it's on you, brother. You started off.
Oh,
you
man, we lost,
Mr. Boston.
We lost. We lost him. He dropped. We lost
Hello?
Him. God dang it. Man, we
Hello?
Lost him.
We lost who?
Yeah.
Rebel?
Mr. Boston.
Oh.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, we lost him.
Well,
man.
Let's still give him his, let's
well,
give
Mr.
his flowers,
Boston,
though.
Yeah,
listen,
give him his commentary.
Man.
Give him his commentary.
Let's give him his
if
flowers.
Listen,
what do you think, Rebel?
Mr. Boston, if you listening, you're the type of man I want to write down everything you're saying and just study that shit, man. So please post that so I can read it. Go say, take notes. Phenomenal piece for my brother.
Yeah, man. I like the way he encompassed all of the elements in a piece, too. As Mr. Boston is a dope spit. Sometimes you kind of get lost in the word flow, but you gotta stay in it. You gotta stay in it. Mentally, you'll catch back up.
Right.
I promise. J. Rob.
I dug every ounce of this joint. The brother has a tendency of taking you on a different path and a different journey, but it all ties in, and I enjoy listening to how he can take a piece and split it in three and then bring it all back into one lane and make it pop. I really enjoy this dude's work. And I just want to, if he come back on, please, I got to tell the brother thank you. I enjoy that when I hear him all the time. He takes one piece and it hits.
Yeah, I'm here.
Bro, I was just saying, I enjoy how you take a piece and that piece splits into one, two, and three different directions, and then it comes right back into the center lane so that it finishes out on top. And I enjoy how you put that together and your wordplay with it. I like that.
Well, you know, like I got, I must tell you, it is not me. It is not me. It is not me. I'm only a messenger in between all the different infinities that come to this earth. I'm just part of the energy vacuum that happens, and I just thank my Mother Earth up above that, you know, she gives me the power to do her work, and so I try to do what is necessary.
Absolutely, good brother.
And you
all
did
right
that
out, brother.
Right on.
You definitely did that, man. We're going to send you an over to the African Lounge tonight, affectionately named by Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, so you can get your boogie on, man. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Indeed.
One love, one mic.
Peace,
ladies and gentlemen.
Peace.
That is our brother.
One love, one mic.
Austin.
One love, and one mic.
DSR Zone. All right, we're going to keep this party going. Next up, area code 917. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
Well, good evening, gentlemen. This is Judy from New York City, Brooklyn. You are phenomenal. You guys are just phenomenal. And no more going to get pregnancy tests, okay? Because, you know,
Judy, it wasn't me. It was Van. It was Van.
Right.
It wasn't
right.
even me.
Judy, you hear that? Never going to go away.
He's taking personal business and he's making it public, Judy. Do you hear this?
My tummy was bubbling. I thought I heard a toilet flush, but maybe it was the TV. I tell y'all have some amazing poets, very sexy, you know, very interesting, Miss Rain, Sister Rain, with the thunder in her hips, you know. I don't know, boy. That's hot.
See?
But, and then, you know, Van Meadows, you know, and Mr. Rebel P. And we have to get Mr. Meadows air conditioner because I think he was really hot.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I'm not denying it.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I meant to say good observation. My bad.
Yes, it's for my brother, Mr. Y. Sun. Yes, I knew Leonard Jeffries. I went to City College, and, you know, Professor Scobie was my professor, but I also had Leonard Jeffries. I went to Egypt with Dr. Ben.
Dr. Ben, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's deep, very deep.
Gentlemen,
you know,
let me tell you all who we have. We have the incomparable Judy C. Andrews. She also happens to be one of the people who I hold in high esteem. She is also from the Harlem Writers Guild here in New York. She has this book called The Gathering of Gemstones that I'm going to post. Anyone within the sound of my voice, you know how I feel about supporting each other when it comes to our art. If you ever get a chance and it's not too much trouble, pick up this book, The Gathering of Gemstones. This sister is an outstanding writer, and you will not be You will not feel like this was a wasted money. If you do, send me the book. I'll give you money back.
Because
I can see the book someone who would enjoy it.
Thank you.
But
thank
Judy,
you so much.
Van
yes.
Meadows has a question for you. I'm going to post
yes.
the book.
Okay.
I'll have to check that book out.
No more pregnancy
absolutely.
Tests. So Van Meadows has the floor.
Appreciate
okay.
you, J-Rap. So Judy, tell
yes.
me, are you
yes.
representing in your piece tonight earth, wind, fire, or water? And we're going to just step one
I'll
out of the way.
I'll be representing.
No, you'll be representing.
Earth. Now, I have to explain one little thing. The title, don't, you know, let that mislead you, especially for the missing baritone, Mr. Metaphoria. He's not here tonight, but, you know, he could, you know, might get the wrong idea with the title. So
you already know. You already know. But we're going to step back and get out of the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
All right. Thank you. The title is The Girl Who Became a Woman. Sadness filled the universe as melancholic rain dripped from her eyes. She stared at her reflection of the girl who became a woman and whispered to her, I am you. You are me. The girl who became a woman squandered life, believing lies told to her by brain diggers that she was a mistake. The universe spent many years teaching her to commit to her beauty and all of the extraordinary gifts her body embraced, even the life lessons she caressed or threw away. She learned on her journey how beauty lived within her soul. It permeated throughout her aura. The brain diggers distracted the girl who became a woman. They blocked her view of the universe's infinite beauty. The universe taught her, I live within you. The girl who became a woman forgot. Your beauty shines brighter than the sun without ever burning the eyes of others. You sparkle among the stars as well. The girl who became a woman ignored the sweet, gentle whispers of the universe due to the noise of the brain diggers. This was an enormous mistake. She filled her belly with monstrous words which found crevices to live in throughout her body. Those words wandered around her mind, spirit, and soul until they broke her beauty into minute pieces of hate that she had to painstakingly search for, letting her communication with the universe become a stalemate. Brain diggers introduced her mind to name callers, muckrakers, spawned haters, hurt raiders. Shame moved into her soul to silence her gifts. Sobbing, she confessed, it was the day I knit my soul up. The universe felt everyone underestimates the power of the universe. I will intervene. When a profound sleep came over the girl who became a woman, the universe sent her affirmations of beauty, disguised as stars, angels, and elements of wonder from the earth. Human beings with gentle breezes, succulent words for her to taste, wisdom and sage to silence the brain diggers living on earth. One by one, the exquisite force of the stars, angels, elements, and humans, men, shoved care and comfort into the girl who became a woman so earnestly and inconspicuously, the girl who became a woman barely noticed. One evening, on a blue night, she saw her reflection in other human beings. Beauty, sweetness, succulence, tastefulness. And she smiled for the first time in a long time an unexplained miracle. Stars told her how the universe encouraged them. The universe wiped the tears away from her face. She whispered, "I am a miracle, just like you, your brother, your mother, your father, your cousin, your aunt, your uncle, your child, your son, your daughter, me." The girl who became a woman genuflected and reflected to the universe, she said, "Thank you, Sister Earth."
I'm digging that.
Wow.
I'm digging that. I'm digging that. Now, I haven't got to that piece. That was,
yes, I wrote this during the pandemic last year, but I haven't published it yet.
That was most beautiful.
Publish it in the next book.
Man.
Oh,
listen,
thank you.
Listen, I was loving this. You know, it was like a beautiful love story that wasn't really a love story, but I was just sitting here and I was just going through it, and I was just like, "Oh my God, this is so beautiful." And the way that you spit it is so calming and so soothing. Like, I could just keep listening to it like an audio book.
Yes.
This is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. You are amazing. You guys are just fantastic.
Can we be a little unorthodox? Someone is just begging to greet you.
Really?
Would it be okay if we allowed someone to greet you right now? Would that be okay?
That would be okay, yes.
Mr. Metaphoria.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, gentlemen, for opening my mic. You're too kind. Hello, Miss Andrews. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Metaphoria. Are you behaving yourself?
I'm trying to. They told me I can't cuss, so I'm not going to cuss. I just had to come through and say hello. I heard you had mentioned my name, so I wanted to formally meet you, you know. But I'm not going to cuss. I promised them I wouldn't do it, so I'm going to behave myself.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, but you can say whatever you want. You know, it's okay. As long as you behave in yourself and nothing is, you know, oozing out of you in any way, you know, there's no.
You just
wetness.
You can say whatever. Oh, my God.
Yes,
thank you, Miss Andrew, because these motherfuckers didn't want me to be myself. Them too.
You said no.
Listen, Miss Andrews of the Harlem Writers Guild told me I could say what I like. She got pulled, so I, you know,
yes,
hey.
You can say whatever you like. You know, it's okay. You are hilarious.
Just,
you can just be yourself.
Yeah. I'm going to try to just say that one. But I just wanted to come on and tell you it is my extreme pleasure and honor to be mentioned by someone who's part of a group like you're part of with the Harlem Writers Guild. I figured I only had 3 fans, and one of them is my mama. So, you know, and the other 2 can't hear. So I don't know how they would really be my fan, but they tell me, "I love to hear your poetry," and they deaf. But I still accept them, you know. But I definitely had to come through and say something to you and say, I really appreciate you listening to my work.
Well, thank you. I love your work and I love your voice, you know, and sometimes you just have to calm it down, you know, because you can just really get wild.
Yeah. I go on 10. I just, you know. Just 2 feet, 0 and 10, but I'm on by 5 right now. I'm going to keep it calm, and I'm going to behave myself.
Ooh.
I'm going to act with some.
I'm so glad.
J-Rob, give me one of them fancy words you be using for acting right. Yeah, I don't know the big words that you use. Give me one of them school words.
Best word that I have for acting right is stop
it,
David.
My stomach hurts. Oh, my God. Oh. You must have got on your teacher's last nerve. Oh, my goodness. I could just see them in the back of the classroom. Would you please be quiet?
I got put out of a lot of classrooms. I spent a lot of time in school suspension and after school detention, even out of school detention. Yeah, it was a lot of time I spent in that. But, you know, I just
well,
my mama told me to be the best at it that you can be, and if I was going to be the class clown, I was going to make it count.
Well, that's a good thing. As long as you can be yourself, there's nothing else wrong with that. Yes, you can be yourself and, you know, have a good time. And I'm sure that you had a whole lot of fun and you helped other people have a really good time.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, most definitely. Still trying to do it now. Yeah, I'm glad I make you laugh from time to time. Like I said, I know I can be a little over the top. But, you know, laughter is medicine. Yeah. Thank you. I'm telling you, I watched a documentary with Richard Pryor one time for his first comedy album titled "That Nigga's Crazy," and I said, "That's what I want everybody to say about me one day."
Thank you so much for going down memory lane,
David Mott.
Yes, thank you, Dave. Appreciate you, Dave.
Appreciate y'all opening my mic, Miss Andrews. It was great talking to you. I feel amazing to kick me off the phone.
Mr. Metaphoria, you can call me Judy. It's okay. My name is Judy. You can call me Judy.
Really? That's where we at?
Yes.
Wow. That's where we at.
Wow.
That's what
wow.
my students used to call me. But you can call me Judy.
Judy, I posted the book in the event page.
I'll never tell you my nickname, but yes. What was that?
Thank you, Metaphoria.
I posted the book in the event page. People are going to start hitting
you
up, and David's going to make sure that he becomes a friend of yours. And in the words of Jerry Lewis, you asked for it.
He has a holy name?
Exactly.
You asked for it.
Exactly.
Sorry, my stomach hurts. Oh, my God. Well, God bless you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, thank you for posting the book. Oh, my goodness. I haven't had this much fun in a while. All I need is a nice drink today. I'd be really happy.
All right, Judy.
You say you got a
so
holy
much
name.
Sharing. Oh, my God.
Thank you for the opportunity to share. Oh, I think I'm going to need to go into the African lounge and get me a nice
drink. Go into
the
African lounge. Absolutely. And stick around. Stick around, please.
Yes.
Ladies
yes,
and gentlemen.
I think I'll get that Moscato.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, my goodness. All right, y'all.
I'm going to put my mic on pause, and I'm going back to where I took that test. I'll be back. y'all a mess. Who do we have next, Van Meadows?
Oh, man, next up on the mic, area code 614. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, my brothers. This is Kelly Connor.
Hey, Kelly. What's going on?
Hey,
how are you? How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're doing really good.
Tonight's a great night, Kelly. It's good to hear you. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great. It's been a great show so far.
So I'm loving it.
In spite of all the light skin privileges, it has been a very good show. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Jones,
Rebel P. Glad I don't have to buy a baby shower present for you.
Kelly Connor, this is another young lady that I'm a huge fan of.
Let her know, Miss Kelly, Rebel P. Jones, Rebel P. Jones, Miss Kelly.
Yes, I definitely know Rebel.
We read each other's work on Facebook. I'm a big fan of her work.
Likewise.
Right on.
Likewise.
You hit deep and right at home with a lot of your work. I appreciate what you do, Queen.
Thank you very much. Same to you. Same to you.
See, man, we bring people together. It's the Get Down.
We do. It's the Get Down. Yes, we do. I'm glad she's here. So, J-Rob, I believe it's your turn to usher her to the mic.
It is my honor. Miss Kelly Connor, is your piece already locked and loaded?
It sure is.
Does it represent one of the four elements of earth, wind, fire, or water?
Yes, it is called I Am the Wind.
Excellent. Me and the brothers are going to take two steps back and to the side and let you go ahead and get on down.
Okay, here goes. I am the wind. You feel me as I surround you. Sometimes I ignore you, at other times I hound you. You see the way I flirt with nature. We are on again and off again. At times I can be too much, forceful and rough. I can make fire turn wild, called insane, water riptide. Got you wondering where I came from. I'm a driving force that can have you seeking shelter, but I can also be the inspiration behind your breath. In the sweltering heat, I'm the relief right in time to cool your perspiration. I can be subtle and gentle. I'm the energy built up in you when you have nothing left. I am the wind. A sporadic, even erratic being, but I cannot be stopped. I can be a beast. So strong I can carry you. You never know how I will appear. I can be cold, but I can be sensual, warm, calming, and inviting. Enticing you to close your eyes and let me run through your hair and down your spine. I'm vital to your lungs and life. I'm important. And just remember, I'm very, very necessary. In peace.
Very necessary indeed. Rebel P, what do you think, brother? What do you think?
Man.
My goodness.
My favorite line in there. I could be the inspiration to your breath.
Yes. Yes.
Did y'all hear that? Yes.
Yes.
The inspiration behind your breath. Wow. That was magical right there.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you having me on the show.
Appreciate you taking time to come through.
Most definitely.
But when she closed, everything that she said in that piece, and then when she closed with I am very necessary.
Necessary.
Listen. Listen. Yes, yes, yes. I love it. I dug the piece. I loved your cadence. I thought it was just beautiful writing. Absolutely. You know how I feel about your work.
Yeah, thank you. Likewise.
Stay right.
Beloved, it goes without question how much I admire and respect your pen. I'm humbled that you took time out of your busy day to bless us with your poetry this evening. As Rebel P illustrated early on, that line that I could be the inspiration behind your breath, that really hit me. And I'm like, I'm just digging how you do your thing. And thank you so much for coming on to Get Down. I really appreciate you. And thank you for answering my text message towards the show. I appreciate you so much.
Oh, always, always. I appreciate you as well. And you guys have a great rest of the night, and I'll head over to the lounge, I guess.
Absolutely. Get on over there to that African lounge and have yourself a good time.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Kelly Khanna. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening in online, you have a little bit less than 2 minutes before you will be cut off and you will not be able to hear the remainder of the show. Dial in quickly, 319-527-6300, and please press 1. All right. Next up on the mic, we have our favorite Canadian, Lady A, is in the building. What's good with you, Lady A?
Hey, guys. What a great show.
Oh,
hey,
thank
Lady
you so
A.
much.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you very
much.
Hey, everybody.
It's
Rebel P,
you.
Lady A, Rebel P Jones.
Rebel P. Yes.
Good to meet
Hello,
you.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
They're bringing people together tonight.
We are.
It's the Get Down.
Get Down, yeah. I brought a piece that has the earth, wind, and fire and water in it, but it's written by someone else, and I'm bringing it tonight because I want to honor the 215 children whose bodies they found buried. In British Columbia.
Yes.
I read that story.
Yes, I read that story as well.
Yeah, it's just so sad. And that's just one residential school. And that particular
mm-hmm.
school was open from 1890 to 1967 or
yes,
1969.
Ma'am. And that was
and
just one of
like
what
that.
They think of plenty, yeah.
Yeah, many like that in the U.S. And all throughout Canada. It's a very sad state of affairs. And so I brought this piece that I think that you will love. And when I read this, my heart sang for those children. And it's by a poet named Abigail Echo Hawk. And if I may.
Go ahead and get down.
Go ahead, get on down.
When they buried the children, what they didn't know, they were lovingly embraced by the land, held and cradled in a mother's heart. The trees wept for them with the wind. They sang morning songs as their mothers didn't know to sing, bending branches to touch the earth around them. The Creator cried for them, the tears falling like rain. Mother Earth held them until they could be found. Sorry. Now our voices sing the morning songs with the trees, the wind, the light, sacred fire, ensure that they never are forgotten as we sing justice. Abigail Echo Hawk.
Wow. This is powerful.
Yeah.
Before
yes.
I go any further, beloved, are you okay?
Yes.
Okay. Rebel P, let's start with you.
Man, you listening to this, we can feel your empathy for them deeply. Like, you clearly hear how hard it was for you to get through this. And that in itself, aside from your lines, is a beautiful thing. Much respect and compassion. I'm not familiar with this story, unfortunately, which I'm shocked I'm not. But just hearing it from you, wow, very powerful.
You know, three of my grandchildren have First Nations blood in them. And these people are the most misused people in our society. Still, to this day, live in disgrace in the places they've been shoved off to since their land was stolen. And in this modern day, it sickens me how these people are treated, our people, these First Nations who owned the land that we both, all of us, sit on at this very moment. And there has to be something more done. Slowly they are gaining back their culture and their traditions and their songs and their language. And it's very slowly coming together in some of the reservations. But I would urge you all to watch a video by with Diane Sawyer and a Lakota teenage boy. And to see his plight is to see the rest of the First Nations plight. And I think that as human beings, we all have to come together and realize that there's tremendous, I could say so much about this, and I don't want to take any more time, but this is a situation that is ongoing in 2021, and the suffering remains constant. Anyways, I thank you for letting me share this with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
Let's
you.
Do it over
thank
to
you.
The African Lounge, because this was a beautiful piece, and for the story, it has me really emotional. But I do want to let you know this was a beautiful piece, and I appreciate you for bringing it tonight. This has me really emotional. So thank you. Thank you, Lady A.
Thank you,
Lady A.
Thank you all.
On her way to the African Lounge, y'all, is Lady A. And we're going to keep this party going. If you're still hearing my voice, congratulations. We're in overtime. So next up, area code 346. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
It is the signing speaker, a.k.a. the signing poet. Yes.
How you doing? Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Got a couple of things going on, but I thought that this would take my mind off of crazy life, and indeed it has.
Yes.
All good.
Awesome. Glad to hear it.
We hope you have been enjoying the show thus far.
Yes.
Absolutely. I've been enjoying it. Yes, I have.
Shiny Poet, allow us to introduce you to Mr. Rebel P. Jones. Rebel P., good brother, Shiny Poet.
Hello, Shiny Poet.
Oh, y'all
poet.
Crazy. Yeah. Hi, how you doing? Y'all crazy. No.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably very true.
A little bit. But, yeah, I'm among my people. I'm not wrapped too tight either. So, it's all good.
Van Meadows, I believe it's on you.
That's all right. She says she's not wrapped too tight. Well, welcome. You're in good company, then. Well,
yeah,
not wrapped too tight.
This has been the show for the unwrapped.
Absolutely.
I can see it.
So, your piece that you're going to bring tonight, is it representing earth, wind, fire, or water? And whichever it's representing, we're just going to step back and let you go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. Thank you, men, kings. Thank you very much. I would say it is representing all of them, so I would just say yes. Please correct me if I'm wrong at the end of this piece. I believe that people assume that women that love God and serve him and have Jesus in their heart, they assume that they are not sensual beings. And sometimes you got to prove them a little wrong. So this piece is called Simply Rain. A loud sound shook her awake from her sleep. What was that? Rain or thunder? Whichever was the cause, because she was a freak, she didn't mind the interruption of her slumber. The echo of the drops in the window aroused her senses, and her mind only thought of the dance. Embracing him tight, loving him right, off the vibe of the dripping romance. Oceans ate heavyweight, that was the way he rolled, and he had a straight hook on his stroke. And every time he asked, whose wood are you digging, she moaned, yours, give me more of that oak. Mighty it is. Hell yes, it was his. Why did he have to be out of town? Then she remembered his last words to her were, if you can dance for me when I ask, we can always get down. Just follow your leader and allow me to feed her when you're craving a good creaming in that spot. Just do what I say and let me drown in that quay and don't skip the parts that make me hot. The raindrops fell harder as the storm seemed to intensify and the lightning danced across the sky. The lights in the room then flickered and went off, setting the scene for a deep mind's high. She stood slowly up from her bed and the warmth of her blanket, her naked body fighting a chill. The lightning show flashed through the blinds, illuminating her curves as if her body gave the storm a thrill. Like the storm spotlight was her applause, she walked to the window and watched the raindrops hit the ground. And once again, his touch lit her senses. If only he was around. What would the show be like then? Well, it didn't matter. The dance would not last all night, you see. Starting straight with kissing and leading up to what she had been missing. And like a mission, he would D all he could D. She closed her eyes and sat naked by that window, letting her thoughts run wet and wild. She wanted his tongue, his touch, his hands, that good stick that he called black and mild. Now, mild it may be, but for damn sure it was black, that onyx tool chiseled just right for the task. She only asked for the tip, but he gave her the full trip and then said, if you ever want another round, just ask. The pulsing was distracting and the storm was getting louder as if answering this desire to seed. She called out his name and his image appeared before her naked, his hands going up and down, already doing the deed. Now her hands began to wander to the spots that turned her on, those places where his tongue did tease. The minute he said he only came out at night, she replied, then call me the freaky Christian Queen Bee. You ready to dance, he said. Yes, Daddy, she responded, and the rain reacted in kind. Her hands became his eyes, his mind, her playground, and the heat burned a skylight in her mind. She saw his psyche, knowing he wanted her to play, and she accepted without even needing a discussion. She thought of him touching her breast and points below, her legs open, eyes closed.
Oh, no, 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 she dropped. No.
She dropped? Oh, man.
Oh, that was
man. Oh, she's in the middle of the flow.
What?
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Man, this, this.
No, I'm just playing.
Yeah. Yeah, this was something else.
Dang it.
Man,
this was something else.
She was fire, and I was ready to let her know, man. I got Jesus in my heart, man. I'm very sensual, very erratic. So, because I don't know how, let me just say this. I don't know how Christians think that little Christians get here. God said be fruitful and multiply. Hello. Hello. So, you know, whatever. But I digress. All right. Let's
that
man,
was
dang, man, did she drop. Yes, it was, man. Oh.
Yeah, that was hot.
Can somebody reach out to Shine and Speak and let her know we sorry that she dropped, but that was amazing.
Yeah.
But add her to the
please
event.
Somebody reach out to her. Please.
Next up, let's keep it going. Next up, we got King Atterbury in the house of Let's Talk Poetry. What's up with you, King?
What's going on, bro? Rough night.
Peace,
tonight,
King.
Man, but I'm here, man. What's going on, bro?
Yeah,
it's been
a
while,
rough
man.
Night, bro. Rebel P.
Definitely.
Rebel
P.
Hello, hello. All
right. What's good, man?
Amen. To hear from
me and, let my brother know the question.
King, is your piece locked and loaded, sir?
Oh, yeah. I'm on deck, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
It's the evening.
I'm going to make the assumption that it entails either earth, wind, fire, water, or all four. So me and the brothers, we're going to take a couple of steps back and let you have the microphone to yourself. Go on ahead and get on down.
All right, no doubt. This piece is titled Four Ways of Light. All right. If it's cold to your face and the skies are clear, bundle up with nice gear, therefore you're not too bare. When that moment appear upon your eyes and ears, that whistle is not a whistle. Beware what you hear. Next day come to you so calm and relaxing. Enjoy whatever's happening. There's passion when you're laughing. Step inside the zone of what's to be and just believe. Everything under God can be achieved outside your dreams. Inside the real summer, the temp rise like water tides. Full moons after June raise your consciousness high. Vibes carry color within the aura of a rainbow. No pot of gold can resonate through your window. Price of the toll to swim around through success. Stay at the waves of today and ask God to bless. As drops come to fall upon the sand where you stand, pray while you're on land and make plans to comprehend. King.
Yes, sir, bro. Yes, sir.
King.
Yes, sir. Bruh.
Let them know, cat. Let them know.
Bruh, this is dope, man. Rebel P, what's your
hey,
day, bro?
Man.
No pot of gold how'd you say that? No pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, that no pot of gold. How did you finish that part?
Oh, I said no pot of gold can resonate through your window.
Yeah, it can resonate, man. Man, I was stuck on that piece. I like that. Like that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That was real facts of life in your piece.
I was appreciative, man. You know, I had to write that up for tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? For your brothers on our, you know, always recycling the energy.
Hey, dig it, brother. We appreciate you to no end coming through.
Yes,
I know,
sir,
a lot of times you
yes,
be at
sir.
Work and you juggle it to make it happen to get on the get down. So I got to appreciate you for that, man. So salute to UK,
that, no
as
doubt.
Always.
That's where I'm at right now at work.
That's what we talk about, man. Well, brother, dope ink as always, man. Before we let you go, man, back to the grind. Talk about what you do on Tuesday nights, bro.
Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. The Poetry Corner, Facebook Live, YouTube. Check it out on the Let's Talk channel. That's home base, and we get it in. You know what I'm saying? Anybody want to holler at me as guest appearance on there? Come through. You know what I'm saying? We got a house seat for everybody. Work.
It's a really dope show, folks.
It really
yes.
is.
But
all right,
appreciate you, King.
Hey, man, stop
yeah,
by the African
Lounge. You would enjoy
stop
this.
Stop by the African Lounge, man.
Yeah.
I think I would.
Peace and love, one mic. Word.
Peace and love,
peace
one
and love,
mic.
Peace and love, one mic, King.
All right.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Rebel P, you definitely would love that. Let's go to Miss VIP, one half of the Love Zone and host of Express Your Vibe. What's good with you, Miss VIP?
Hello. Hey, Rebel. Hey, J-Rob. What's up, man?
How you feeling?
How you doing, Miss Lady?
I'm good, thank you. Real good.
Hold up. I want the same kind of hello that you gave that brother, because you gave it with that funk like, I can't wait to touch you type. And she came off with the hello, J-Rob joint. I was like, hold on, wait. I took a shower. You can hit me up with some of that sexiness. And then her voice dropped. Did you peep that, man? Her voice dropped.
She was like
Bridget Bardot from back in the day. She was like,
well,
I'm just saying, she gave her brother the pangria high. She was like, I know it's nice. How you doing?
Ooh.
I'm just saying. I was already pregnant once tonight. I ain't trying to let that happen twice. I'm just saying.
Right.
Well,
you know, she's got the sexy voice thing.
Ms. VIP.
Yes, sir.
Rebel got to ask. Earth? Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Rebel, go ahead, bro.
Ms. VIP.
Yes.
What element will you represent tonight?
Well, I am fire. So, let's see.
Well, we're going to step back and let you flame it up then.
All right. Thank you. I am fire. I can burn red or white hot. However which way I touch you, you won't ever say stop. I am very passionate, yet articulate, meticulous, yet dangerous when I'm not in love. But if I am, I will burn hotter than any fire. When we finish, I'll be the only one you desire. When in delicious ecstasy, I shoot up in flames time and time again. When trying to achieve, fire burns until the goal is done, yet only to be reignited upon the rising of the sun. I am one who burns like a slow simmer, who may be set in her way. However, when stimulated, I can burn a flame of blue, yellow, or red, and leave one in a daze. I share the world with the elements, and if my land is abused, I will burn it to the ground, being misused. Yet, being refined by me will bring about beauty, truth, and wisdom. Take heed. If you treat me right, I have synergy with the elements, and all will be right in the kingdom. And that's that peace.
Hoo-wee.
I'm going to let y'all talk. Rebel, what do you think, brother? What do you think, Rebel?
I like how you use the different flame colors. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I'll burn you with any color of the fire, but you won't ask me to stop. That I like that.
Yeah, that was dope. Yeah, me being fire too. You know, I was feeling this piece through and through. See what I did there? Y'all see what I did there? This was fire. This was real, real fire. And I like playing with fire. So, yeah, I dig that.
Yeah, J-Rock. We know. We heard that earlier. Anyway.
Earlier was wet, man. Earlier was wet. It wasn't fire. It was wet. It was wet.
Anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
I just want to say thank you, because to me, this piece read as, one, a warning to the rest of the planet, two, because Mother Earth is not to be played with. She has different levels to her anger, and it's all fire. Tread lightly, because I am complete around the entire sense of elements, but fire rules.
Yes,
that's what that said to me.
Well, thank
awesome.
You.
I'm just saying. Awesome.
Let everybody know. Thank you, J-Rab. That is an awesome piece. Let everybody know what you got going on tomorrow night, love.
Yes,
and then on Wednesday night.
And
well,
say
Friday.
It with the voice that you said to Rebel P. Say it with that same voice, the one that you said to Rebel P.
All right, baby. All right.
Oh, my God.
On Friday, is Express Your Vibe. And I don't want anyone to come in being in character. Just come as yourself and feel what you want to feel and express your vibe. And that's at 9. And then next Wednesday, we are back in the love zone. Me, my Miss VIP, and my sexy diva, La Perla Negra, will be back in session at 9. So y'all come on in and have some fun with us, like you always do. Is that good enough, Bailey?
You damn Skippy.
My gosh. All right. We're going to send
I'm
you
good,
over to...
I got a whole box of Newports. I'm in a good space right now, girl.
Over you go, Ms. VIP, to the African Lounge.
What?
Okay.
It's only menthol. It's Newport.
Baby, baby.
She said it. She said the nice stuff.
Who do we have next, man? Absolutely. Next up, y'all, we got me Caribbean Bretta, Ed Burks. What's good with you, bro?
Yeah, man, everything cool here. How's everything out there?
What,
man? Everything is wonderful, me brother. Everything is wonderful, man. Good to hear your voice.
Right on, brother. Thank you.
Oh,
yes,
man,
sir.
We lost Rebel P.
What?
It's okay.
Damn it.
Breathe. But, me Caribbean brother, now it's your time. Is your piece going to represent earth, wind, fire, or water?
Yeah, man. Look at what I'm about. So I'm going to jump in here and do this. We said it real fast, though, but me and my brethren, we were talking about heaven, right? And hell,
okay.
Like that. And so I asked the brother, would it be love acting in hell? So this is the poem about.
All right, brother, go ahead and get down.
Are we spiritual entities sent in flesh and blood? are we nature's terrorists to the world? Uncaring people without love. How would the enlightened ones view us? Would they view us with scorn? Or try to enlighten us, elevate us with love? But do we have a capacity to love? Can we appreciate Jah Jah's sublime? Can we become our brother's keeper? Can we elevate our minds? Are we heavenly beings or forever damned on earth? Because of our wickedness, can we decipher Jah Jah's word? The word was written by the enlightened one, the one sitting upon Jah's right side, the spirit protectors of the Ark of the Covenant, the Ethiopian who protects the light. Are we conscious entities or barbaric creatures dwelling in caves? We will never be accepted in a heaven if we change our evil ways. Can we love the world? Are we too wicked inside? Just like the righteous priests of Ethiopia, will we ever harness delight? Are we spiritual beings, simply flesh and blood, or nature's barbaric terror, murderers without love? Our ancestors were righteous men. Jah Jah blessed them high. Jah blessed them with ancient wisdom so they could harness the light. We should be the light of the world, blessedly divine, the true beacon for peace, want to protect the sublime. Can we save the world? Can we learn to love one another? Can we break the curse of kings and spiritually love? Amen. Rastafari.
Rastafari.
Yeah,
me
brother.
Awesome.
Rastafari. Yes, sir. This was dope, brother.
This was incredibly
dope,
awesome.
Man.
And I read
man,
the
you're
wrong.
You're phenomenal,
piece.
Man.
You read the wrong piece?
Yeah, man. I messed up and read the wrong blood clot piece, man. Me and Ganja long before I come on the radio, man.
Lord have mercy, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's all right. It was still fire, bro. It was still fire, me brother. Still fire.
Yeah.
Listen, you still gave us something to work with, huh? I like that.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Respect, man.
Respect, me brother.
Yeah,
all right, brother. Hey, man, going over to the African Lounge, man, and grab you some rum, man. I've got some new rum that I've been trying out, man. It's made with coconut water and coconut liqueur, so make sure you try some of that over there, okay?
Come on, you got me to the number, brother. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. All right, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the African Lounge is me brother, me Caribbean brother, Ed Burks, one half of the Soul Twins. Man. Next up, J-Rob. Next up, we got our
talk
brother Granville. Granville, our other brother. What's good, Granville?
All is well, King. All is well. Another Caribbean brother.
Granville.
Yes, another Caribbean brother. Yes, sir, me brother. Yes, sir.
Yes,
Granville,
yes,
what up, mister?
All is well, Jud. All is well.
Right,
what's
that? Wonderful.
What's the going on? Everything righteous, no?
Everything what?
Everything righteous, no?
Yeah, man, everything righteous, man. Everything is love. Everything is God bless.
Nice.
All the time.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Since we're missing Rebel P, is your piece locked and loaded, brethren?
Always locked and loaded.
I'm going to assume it consists of earth, wind, fire, or water, so what I'm going to do... Me and Van going to take a step back and let you do your thing, Panso.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This one is consist of water. It is called pit a pat. Back in the Caribbean, we have a lot of galvanized roof. So when the winds When the rain falls, it makes you want to sleep because it goes pitter-patter. Anyway, it begins pitter-patter. As the rain touches the earth, it exudes an odor that is wafted by the oncoming breeze. Permeates the air. It enters my nostrils. My limbs are rejuvenated, and my soul is refreshed. Yes, my soul rejoices, as if purged by this crystal liquid, for which the soul of man mourns when he delays in his coming. Upon his arrival, the earth rejoices and forgets to chide him for his dalliance. In his presence, the parched earth is revived and is thankful. Why should not he be? Is he at pain? No, nor is my soul. Or contrary, it is altogether lightsome. All creatures, great and small, wait for his coming. Even my limbs and being is comforted and replenished. It is for him that the embrace is warmer, and sleep the better, and rest is all the more. Then all is in debt to the substance rain, this crystal clear liquid. For when it touches parched throats, scribe it is a word wanting matter. And that's my piece.
Yes, sir, bro. Yes, sir, me brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's amazing.
I enjoy that.
Granville. Amazing.
I like that.
Man.
Thank you. I don't know if you ever had a slept underneath a galvanized roof, and when the rain come down, it be beating on the roof, so you could hear it. And in the Caribbean, there's a lot of galvanized roof, and when the rain falls, it puts you to sleep. The pitter patter on the roof.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, be a bit on the roof.
Absolutely.
I wrote this about 25 years ago. I'm on.
I appreciate this piece that you brought, bro. Van Meadows, what say you?
Absolutely, my brother. We definitely appreciate this piece, man. It was definitely amazing. Love your work, man. And right now, there's an African lounge, and there's a chair with your name on it. Because you can only sit there for like a minute, but then you got to get on that dance floor.
Okay, I'm a good dancer.
All right, me brother.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our other Caribbean brother, Granville. Next up, man, we're going to keep this party going. We got Gina Storm. Hey, Gina.
Happy Thursday, my brothers. Hey.
Happy Friday Eve, pretty smile.
Oh, absolutely, it is, sir. Thank you for celebrating with me. I love that, J-Rock the Wise.
Indeed.
Oh, poet, Meadow, sir, this show has been so much. Like, my whole demonstration is wrapped around vibes. I can't stand to be around people ill in any way. And when I saw what your show was dedicated tonight to the elements, and I'm Gina Storm, I just felt like it was heaven sent.
Yes,
I show up.
Yes.
Well, then,
yes.
Hey, Rob, you know it is Friday Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, for a long time, sir, but Rabble Peace, bruh.
Right.
You've been doing a damn thing.
Right.
Yeah, it told you. Yeah. Mm. That brother is something special.
Absolutely.
Yes, he is.
He always says to people that he thanks us for waking up today.
Right.
And I like that so much that I use it occasionally, but I always give him credit. Because it's amazing. It was the first time I ever heard it, and I never had heard it since, unless it was from him. So I feel like if you're going to use it, you should give credit where it's due. And him being a co-host with y'all tonight, it was a good fit for me, and I appreciate y'all. I'm at the beginning now like a robbery because I'm looking at the time. But I just came
right
through on. To share and support and bring an element. Actually, you know I'm going to freestyle, so this is what I wanted to do because I hardly ever do it. I need you y'all to pick what the element is that I'm going to freestyle about.
You know what? I want to hear fire.
Fire.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah,
fire.
I want to hear fire.
Yeah,
Krauss says fire.
Okay. Well, let me get my...
Go ahead and get down.
And there's a question. I'm ready.
That was it.
Oh, no.
Is
no question, baby.
Representing earth, wind, fire, or water? And you said pick it. We pick fire. So you can go ahead and get on down.
The mic is mine.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, let me do it for the one time. Okay. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to give you a taste test or a sample because I was listening for quite some time. And I'm going to tell you, I think the last time I heard Storm You so many times in one evening, it was because we had lost someone in the poetry community that we all loved and we were grieving. And the time before that was probably around the day of my birth. And I'm appreciative, I really am, but the way that my social media is set up, there's some words that trigger words for me. And I'm hearing things, storm, this or that. Oh, it's because of Mike that I have to be on. And as a matter of fact, I hate when I miss it. So earlier today, I was on text only. I had to share my voice with the Mike that deserves it on tonight. And I asked them what would be the element if they so choose, because it wouldn't give me an opportunity to look through a previous piece and bring a key style for you. No, I needed to bring it to you the way that I need to, off the dome, because sometimes you don't even realize how hot the fire is. It's at a temperature that you've never known. Do you know how hot the oven has to be in order for an entire body to be cremated? I do. Ask me. But not just in regular conversation. I need you to put your nose to my nose, and I don't want to step on your toes so that they can reach, nor do I want you to squat either. Sometimes in your life, you have to upgrade your life because you realize that you have to have some rules, some boundaries. Are you tall enough to ride this ride because it's super hot? Is your heart strong enough because you may not be ready for what I got? You may have previously been in the presence of another cougar and you felt like you weren't her cub, you were her equal, but I'm not saying that she didn't bring the heat. She just didn't know me. I am the reason why Rick James was singing to Tina Marie. Not just your desire, but afterwards I'll be your fantasy, the highlight reel. Trust me. I'm not bragging because I don't have to. I know what it is that I do, and fire would be a good word to describe me because sometimes it's been the things that were meant to kill me that made me stronger. So I appreciate the challenge that was given to me, and I'm doing on this mic what I had to do because if I didn't, I wouldn't be me. I love when the poetry is picked on the fly so I can do me. You know why? I love hearing the name Gina Storm, but not all through the night. I love y'all. Thank you. That's my piece.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Gina. Absolutely.
You
love it.
You be playing around. You be playing around, but you know what you're doing. You be playing around. I love that.
I do.
Dynamic.
I was deliberate and on purpose. I appreciate y'all.
Right
on.
We appreciate you. We definitely appreciate
one love,
you.
One love, one mic.
Ladies,
I just, like I said,
one
I
love,
just
one
had to
love
the mic. You know, it was my Friday Eve. I love you, brothers. Rebel P.
Love you,
we love you too.
Yes, sir, all damn day. I love you. Good night.
Good night. Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the African Lounge, Gina Storm. Now, in the interest of time, we're going to have a three-poet speed round. So when we open the next three poets, area code 903, Bella and Edwina, we're going to open your mics, let us know the element that you'll be representing, and then go into your piece and let us know what you're done so we can open up the next person. So area code 903.
Hello, this is Little Gary and mine is Fire.
Little Gary, go ahead, bro.
I smoke when I write. All right, bet. I smoke when I write. And my words are like fire. That's why every time that you read them, they sound like they're being sung by a choir. I'm the king of these poems, you see. so you can calm your sire. And if you ever find yourself out looking for a good one, then little Gary's your one and only supplier. But when it comes to love, I guess you can call me a crier. And my money's so low that my pockets couldn't be any more drier. And that's why, my friends, I sell my riding to anyone, even the National Enquirer. Hell, everything I ride is for real, with only a small 50% chance that it comes from a liar. I'm trying to stay straight, even though my life is so dark and so dire. Maybe it's because every day I have to wipe them haters off, just like I'm a two-plier. Hell, even Creed would tell you that they couldn't even take my ass higher. That's right, y'all. Little Gary's a flyer. I'm always down for my girl, just like a trailer park's car's tire, because she gives me all that I need and my heart's every desire. And so when I come home, it's always a kiss with a bundle of flyers, making her throw my ass down so she can love me for hours. And you better know that when she does, that I'm killing every damn thing, just like I was Michael damn Myers. I want to be the kind of writer that others admire, or at least that's what I hope and aspire. But so far, y'all, hell, I may never retire. I guess that's just the life of a great poet, because you only get noticed after you finally expire. So listen up, publishers, because you should be a damn buyer. How in the hell could I be someone that you shouldn't hire? Shit, it's past time to get me and my family up out of the shire. So every time you see smoke in the distance, I want you to remember it's because little Gary is riding that fire. End point.
Wind and Water, and the title is The Sail Esso. I wish that. I would like to tell you a story, just like what she was telling Mr. Caterpillar. I have my own. Can you be a friend at this very moment? Lend an ear, listen to the peal of my call, embrace the tone of my lament, see me past the beautiful, please, judge me not. Are you ready? What has time done to me? It made me a dreamer, amante de una fantasia. Did you know that? That dream is more intense, too heavy. It intoxicated my bones and marrow. Taking hours made me learn to trance in a childlike fantasy, circling round the havoc of my time, where I would like to be seen spreading my arms, mimicking wings like theirs, so I can fly to him, to tell him how I wish to hold you. And I've said that 9,312 hours ago. I love you. From my unstained tongue to the rat trapped inside my breath, back to your unjudging soul. A murmur to the wind many, many times. 9,312 hours ago. Can you believe that? A story how the light beckoned on me, forced me to see no empty hands, so to reach out to the love encapsulating my core. But it simply vanished, faded along with the mist, and it never listened. It left me a cool touch, an icy caress to my bones. It froze me, like how it froze in my time, till I am no longer existing. Those dewdrops, they linger in my pores, eating my flesh like acid rain, burning me to the ground. Dios mío, por favor, ayúdame, por favor, how I wish I can grow wings like hers, like theirs, so I can simply fly away. I wish to be cocooned once again, start from the very beginning and hatch a beautiful rebirth. You know, I thought I was breathing. I once was alive, I knew. I believed, but now look at me, becoming. I'm inhaling and exhaling just to survive, so I can weave a dream with him, over and over. But I died without knowing I was dying. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I think I'm done. Thank you for listening.
Edwina, and the element that I'll be listening today is water. I knew you in that way. Like a new love knows the road to Eden, weaving breadcrumb kisses to recall his steps. I knew you soft,
like your sleeping breath, and valleys, switchbacks that lead to places, elusive mirages, libaceous oases. I knew how it felt to be in your folds, warm like full womb, embrace, at home, at peace, release. Psyche like the tattoo outlines of the sun that blinded Icarus. I know you, and there is something in knowing you that took a part of me that I could never return to. There is no returning to a state of forgetting when it feels like what it feels like to have my nerves standing on ending. I'm plugged into the glory that is you. I knew you, and so I'm forever changed. You're a real cold bitch for leaving me this way. You should have never let me in if you didn't plan to stay. After all the things you've made me feel, I can't go back to where I came. You introduced me to a vibe you couldn't maintain. Motivation, you're a fickle hoe for leaving me this thing. And that's that piece.
My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Little Gary, Bella, Edwina. Oh, my gosh. Chira, did you hear that? Did you hear that? Whew, man. Chira, are you muted? Are you muted? Are you muted?
I damn sure was. I'm somewhere different because all of that was something crazy.
Yes.
That
yes,
was something
yes.
crazy.
And the
oh,
hair,
man.
The three different styles, the three different styles. Oh my God!
Listen, when Bella did the English Spanish version, I was
mm-hmm.
stuck.
Mm-hmm.
I was stuck.
And Edwina talking
oh,
about
man.
The sun wrapped around Icarus. Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! And little Gary, just phenomenal at what he does. Anyways,
man, listen, a question. I know it's like 10 minutes to almost. Do we have a 410 area code out there somewhere floating around?
We do.
Ooh. Okay. I'm just asking a question because I know Mojave is maybe our last caller, but is there any way to get that 401 in there?
I mean, it depends on how much time Mojave takes, and since 410 didn't press 1, I didn't know that person wanted to get on the mic.
Okay. Where's Cuzzo? Because I know he got heat. I know he bringing heat. He ain't bringing no earth and no wind. He bringing heat.
Cuzzo's right here. Ladies and gentlemen, host of War Council, Fly Speak. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Thanksgiving, and all that other good jazz. Honey Drippers. Oh, man, he just got so many shows, ladies and gentlemen.
Superhero, running for mayor,
Iron Man.
Running
He's
for president,
Iron Man. Iron
congressman.
That's it, Iron Man.
What's good, gentlemen?
What's good, bro?
What's happening?
What's going on? I'm not going to be, you know, I heard you put the call out for 410, so I'm going to be very conscious of my time because expression is that way of making sure that you get everybody a chance to speak. So,
I'm
good.
Before you speak, let me say congratulations on your upcoming
yes,
feature.
Sir.
Let me also
yes,
say congratulations on the awards you have recently won.
Yes,
I
sir.
Salute you. I'm proud of you, and I love what I'm loving what I'm seeing, and I'm glad you are getting the accolades and flowers you richly deserve, every ounce
Indeed.
Of it.
Indeed.
I had to put that out there.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I really do. Appreciate that. I love my 15 family. You know what it is. Where I go, you go, and vice versa. So it's not just an award for me. It's a award for everybody around me. So it's nothing to do. There's nothing better than being judged by your peers. So I wasn't done with this piece, though. I was trying to write it because I just recalled it, and I just, you know, I was busy doing a whole bunch of other things. But I'm just going to give you what I got.
Well, go ahead and
Hello?
Get down, bro.
Go ahead and get down,
okay.
man.
Her lips did not feel wet. They felt like fire. The sudden blast of heat, the shallow heated breath in between moans of desire, he would stare at her. No conversation, words, just there, gazes, spitting looks into bursts, dead air full of passion, which arrived in a hearse. He could drink her smile. Kisses became the discussion. Hands became percussion as he snared her, symbol for her symbol, foreplay before the horizontal lingo. He wanted to sex her mind before touching that behind. Behind her, he stood with good wood, firmness upon her back. She understood, but nothing worth having is easy. Sleazy attempts by low vibrational individuals left residuals on her shirt, dragged on her character, fucked up her intention by bad actors, but he spoke earth, grounded, steady, grew her daisies of good love till her gleam was ready, lush and fertile exchange of wisdom learned from past pain, learning to dance and sub his mind as they were drenched in rain, torrential downpours of heart and knew each other, they volleyed and rallied till sunset became sunrise and beautiful amounts of tallies. The numbers spoke years and even though it was months, they never held back truths. They never held back hard truths. They were always blunt, refusing to be dovings, and they would never stunt. And this was not a crash test. This was a growth fest, a greenhouse in the winter that they grew from the first kisses that they knew there was no longer a reason for anyone else to pursue. I digress. Back to the scene in progress. Her kisses did not feel wet. They felt like fire. As they stoked his desire, how his lips traveled the plane of her senses, goosebumps and spine shock, her hands and his beard and his locks, they caught a flame. And if it's all the same, the slow bird leads to a greater yearn and the urn of how they contain passions. Melted, though they leaked. They learned to let their bodies speak till the flames grew ever higher and they reached their peak. Oh.
Yes, sir, bro. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I can't stop smiling. This is just so dope. But, yo, man, you peep how he's just so – you know I like cigars, but
right.
I'm listening to Mojave do this, and I'm just picturing him – kicked back with one leg up, crossed over. He pulling on a cigar. He got that cap, that dope cap with the long bill pulled down and whatnot. He got the glasses going on. He just pulling. He's just like, yeah, this is what I do. This is what I do.
Right,
and he's spitting that. He's like, wow.
Hilarious.
I enjoyed it.
I have more energy. Thank you. I have more energy for the piece, but it's really fresh to be written, so I had to go slow.
Yeah. Just dope, man. Hey, man, you know, I dug the piece, man. You know, you said something in there that caught my attention. You said her kisses felt like fire. Bro, I'm going to have to borrow that. I'm going to let you know right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to borrow that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to borrow that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to borrow that. But let everybody know what you got going on this coming Tuesday.
Next, this Tuesday coming up, of course, I'm going to speak really quickly. This is the Honey Dripper Erotic Podcast part, what is it, five? Is it five? I think it's five. Anyway,
no, I think it's
Ski Mask. It might be
the Ski Mask edition.
But Ski Mask Way, yeah, Ski Mask Way part
that's
two.
That's Tuesday?
The Ransom Note, yeah, that's Tuesday. That's Tuesday.
Hold up, the Ransom Note?
The Ransom Note.
Okay,
but,
I got something
for that's
this
coming
one.
Up. So it's all erotic storytelling. You gotta tell a story. And if you can present it in a ransom note, that's good too. But we'll take the story over the ransom note. You know, unless you ransom off something good. There's a few. You know what? I was thinking. Yeah, I wonder if you could ransom like a few things.
And that's time. Good job.
Something crazy.
Good job.
Like that. Okay.
Thanks. Tuesday night. Thank you. Thank you.
You're so stupid. You're so stupid. I hate both of you.
Mojave know I love him, man. He know I love him, man. But he just was. Mid conversation,
he
switched to a whole number combo. My bro.
Just put me on the
show. That is
started,
Mojave.
I just started thinking about fire.
Oh, wait. See, he's still talking. No, I muted him. He's still talking. He said put him in a queue, and then he started talking again. Which is it? How many you want to talk? I love you, man. Love you, bro.
All right, Brody.
Ladies and gentlemen, Javi, check him out this Tuesday, Honey Drippers edition. And last but not least, y'all, we got Miss Lips.
Hello, baby.
Hey, Miss Lynn. Hey, how are you, darling?
I'm good. So you all started out on fire. Van and Rain just blew the building up, and you put me behind King Drip, so I need to bring the fire.
You got to bring it, baby. You got to bring it. Well, go ahead and get on that.
This piece is called Why. Fuck. Why'd you kiss me right there? And you don't even know that's my spot. And fuck you for being so damn sexy, because you making me want you when I know damn well you ain't mine. And I ain't never gonna be. But every fucking time you come around, I go weak and I start hearing Jill Scott in my head singing, why does my body know what my mind says? I tried to figure it out, but fuck, who can think when you keep doing shit like that? So come here. Let me taste you. Fuck. Peace.
Damn. Damn and damn and damn.
Nope. No, you didn't. I'm not accepting that as that piece. No, you did not. Nope. Mm-mm. You can't start it with the F word and then end it with the... Nope. I know there's more to that piece.
That's that piece.
Come here, let me taste
That's
you.
That's that piece.
Girl. Whew. J-Rap, she definitely came in with some fire. What you think, man?
Straight lava. Straight hot like lava. Fiery.
All right, Miss Lips.
I like
right,
it
Miss Lips.
A lot.
Y'all put me in that position, so.
That wasn't me. That was Van who trying to get
I
people pregnant.
I pushed one
and
before
stuff.
The show ever started, and it just, I don't know what's happening with the phone tonight, but I pushed one before the show ever started.
Technology ain't perfect, baby, but we got you on.
Thank
we got you,
you
on. That's what counts. That's what counts.
Right.
All right, so get on over to that African lounge, grab your drink, and then get on that dance floor.
All right, baby.
All right, darling. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Miss Lips. J-Rob, the wise son, last words. We got 3 minutes. I'll start with you.
First and foremost, salute to Rebel P. Jones. Brother, I'm sorry you got disconnected, man, but we appreciate your energy and appreciate everything that you brought to the table this evening. This show wouldn't have been what it was without you. Van Meadows, salute to you, King. You know how I feel about you. This show was definitely one for the books, and I'm humbled that everybody gravitated to the message that we were trying to bring with either Earth, the Wind, the Fire, or the Water, and they really did dig where we was taking it, man. So salute to you. Love you, boy. Can't wait to sit next to you in the co-pilot seat again next week on the Get Down.
Absolutely good, brother. Thank you so much, man. Likewise, man. Love you too, man. Great, great show. Dope topic, J-Rob. Man, you murdered it with this topic, man. Shout out to Rebel P. Jones, man. Y'all hit Rebel P. Jones up, man. Let him know that you enjoyed him tonight, man. There's nothing like giving flowers while you're still here. So please hit Rebel P. Jones up and let him know you appreciated him. Join us tomorrow night for Express Your Vibe with Ms. VIP. The Epiphany Radio family thanks you. The Epiphany Radio universe thanks you, because without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. And let's give a shout out to our illustrious CEO, Pharrell the Poet. Thank you, poets. Thank you for coming through. One love, one mic. Continue to take your socks off. Baby, baby, peace. Good night, y'all.
Peace, y'all.